After finding their groove and returning to their winning ways against Eau Claire North, Chi High came back to Duray for homecoming Friday night and one of their stiffest tests of the season, the state-ranked New Richmond Tigers. Good evening and welcome to homecoming night in Chippewa Falls, a gorgeous Friday night underneath the lights at historic Duray Field in Chippewa as Chi High tangles with the Tigers of New Richmond. The tempo here from the New Richmond offense, first and goal from the 8. Hitty again from the gun. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Hitty will give off the right side. Chi High stringing it out and pulling him down back near the 10-yard line for a loss of 2.
That's Carter Bowlby, I think, isn't it? Number
yes,
6.
Sir.
First and 10 from the 25. Hitty keeping it himself. He's hitting the backfield and a wall of red rolls him back. He'll keep it himself, and this time Chi High hits him right at the line of scrimmage. Cardinals defensive line says no, sir. Deep kick picked up at the 13-yard line following blocking across the 25. The 30, 35, cutting inside a couple New Richmond defenders up to the 40-yard line. A good return for Chi High's Carter Bovey to try to give a little spark to the Cardinals' offense here in the first half. Ooh. Wing double tight from the 45-yard line. Von Hayden gives off the left side. There's a little bit of a gap in the clear.
There's the spark the Cardinals were looking for.
Devin Bush, the senior.
Yeah, that was the counter. He hit a wall, bounced off, found a seam, and took it to the house.
Hitty takes a shoulder-high snap. Immediate rollout to his left. Dodges one defender straight ahead. Big hit at the 48-yard line. Hit again and again and drops shy of the 50.
And again, it was Krista with just a huge hit to stop him dead and let the other players come in and catch up. That was a great defensive stand.
Mason Von Hayden on this 3rd and 6 from his own 24. Calls for the ball, shoulder high snap, back to pass, flares out left side, he's got LeMay. LeMay, 25, 30, 35, up to the 40-yard line, skips out of bounds at the 45, a gain of 21. Jackson LeMay nodding his head a little bit at that New Richmond secondary with 32.1 left, Chi High. Another service master of Chippewa Valley, first down. 3rd and 5 officially from the 9-yard line. Hitty, gonna keep it himself, throw over the middle, and it's intercepted at the 3-yard line.
Brett Krista got the interception.
4th and 1 on the field right now. Chi High hoping to force the second punch of the night for New Richmond, but the Tigers want to go for it on 4th and very short from just across the 40-yard line. Hitty going to keep it himself straight ahead. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Oh, it's going to be close. Run up from Bonneman and the boot, driving Bovey back to the 11-yard line. 15, cutting laterally. 25, 30, finding a crease. 35, 40, Carter Bovey. 45, 50, 45, 40, foot race down the sideline. 30, 25, 20, and all the way down inside the 15-yard line. Carter Bovey electrifying once again on the return. Homecoming night, your final score, New Richmond 39, Chi High 7. Now entering the stretch run of the season and needing a win, once again, the Cardinals hit the road, this time to face another familiar foe, the River Falls Wildcats. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Really difficult times. Bidenomics. Ooh, it's working.
WOGO. Your sports station.
Chi High Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, also by Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan, Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Good evening and welcome to Raymer Stadium University of Wisconsin River Falls campus. And also the home of the River Falls Wildcats inside of this Big Rivers Conference matchup between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals at 2-4 on the season and the 4-2 River Falls Wildcats. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Landon Teese, UW River Falls student, Chi High alum. And Landon, we've got homecoming here tonight, two homecoming games in a row. Last week, Chi High's was spoiled 39-7 by New Richmond. They're hoping to play spoiler here tonight against the Wildcats.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a big game for the Cardinals. We're looking for some momentum. Coming off a big loss against Richmond, 39-7. Yeah, we come on the road to the University of River Falls here. River Falls, great football team, great running game. It's going to be tough for the Cardinals to get a stop here, but someone played spoiler to us last week. Now it's time. Now it's our turn.
Now, Jonah Severson is the name that pops out of the stat sheet, pops off the highlights when you look at this River Falls team. Over 1,000 yards and 15 touchdowns for the senior. He's 6'3", 205. He did that in just six games. He is a load.
Yeah, and what I'm really looking for the Cardinal defense tonight, last week against New Richmond, they started off in a three-man front. I'm looking to see if defensive coordinator Coach Berger goes with the four-man front to try to plug things up, because what I've been seeing with Severson is that he just likes to go up the middle, north and south, puts his head down, and he runs. And he gets 7 yards, 8 yards per carry, and that's definitely not out of the ordinary for him. So plug up the box, see if we can't make him go east and west and give it to the edge guys where we're best on our defense.
Now, as we look at the Big Rivers Conference standings, Hudson and New Richmond seem like they may be on a collision course. They are both unbeaten in conference, 4-0. Hudson 5-1 on the season. New Richmond 6-0 on the season. Again, they've got some hurdles to get through first, but they are going to meet final game of the regular season. Menominee at 3-1. But after that, Eau Claire North and this River Falls team at 2-2 in the Big Rivers. And so kind of different perspectives here, because Chi High's 1-3 in the BRC, and right now they're playing, trying to get into the playoffs. And again, the only way to guarantee that is to win out, win your final three. River Falls still hoping, with some help, that they could be in the play in this conference title race.
Yeah, the big, huge game tonight. We're looking at being able to get a quality win tonight against River Falls to be able to get into the playoffs. Obviously, next week we have Eau Claire Memorial, and then we have to travel up north and play Superior. So we're looking to get, hopefully, end the year with two wins. River Falls looking to get some help. That Hudson New Richmond game at the end of the year is going to be absolutely fantastic. I can't really wait to see what happens there. New Richmond actually has a test tonight. They have Menominee at home, so
that's not going to be a pushover game by any means. And again, this River Falls team is competitive, but so is Menominee. It's going to be a test of wills, especially in the running game.
Yeah, especially when you have a running back like River Falls has, with the stats that he has. He's definitely going to be looking to go somewhere on the collegiate level. I would not be surprised. It's going to be a difficult test for the Cardinals tonight. Doesn't mean that Coach Rako can't overcome it. And these guys, it's going to be a test. It's going to be a matter of will. Who wants it more? And we'll talk about with Toyson Ford keys of the game here coming up.
We'll get to those as we continue the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And also something we mentioned at halftime as far as Chi High's chances, if they were to, say, take two of these final three games, would they still be able to make the playoffs? And hearing from Dave Check and his playoff prognostications, we always enjoy that as we get toward the stretch run of the season. But he now says it does not look good for Chi High to get in with a 3-4 conference record. He says it is possible that we could squeak in if North beats any of their next three opponents. That would be Hudson, River Falls, or New Richmond, or if Memorial beats Menominee, or if Superior beats Hudson, but none of those look very likely. So again, according to our playoff prognosticator, Dave Check, he says the best way for Chi High is going to be the only guaranteed way, and that's going 4-3 in conference, which means winning out, which means getting a win here tonight at River Falls. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese with you live on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show live on the road at Raymer Stadium, beautiful River Falls, Wisconsin, here with head coach Ryan Schurz of the River Falls Wildcats. Coach, you've had a season with a few ups and downs in it, but really start to hit your groove the last couple weeks in particular. Obviously, you have a standout running back, but what all has led to those last couple wins?
I think we're just growing up. We're playing a lot of young players, and you know, we hit some adversity in the middle against some really good teams. And as our players get better and gain experience, I think they're gaining confidence.
When you look at what you did last year, regular season and postseason, what are some of the goals for this team this year? Obviously, you want to get the job done in the BRC first and foremost, but I know there's postseason aspirations, and people start looking ahead to that at this point too.
I certainly, and I don't think we have at this point, we got to play one game at a time. This conference is too good to look ahead to really anybody. So if we focus on that, I think we'll be okay.
And finally, Coach, obviously a kind of a shocker of an ending at Chippewa last year. Are there any players back that have a little something extra for this game, or is it kind of flushed from a year ago?
You know, honestly, didn't spend too much time talking about it other than making sure that if we block another one, we recover it this time. So.
All right, Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thank you for your time. A beautiful night for football.
Thank you very much.
Head Coach Ryan Schurz back after this with Coach Rakovich of the Cards. This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. Earlier, we caught up with Chi-High head coach Chuck Rakovich.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Live from UW River Falls, it's Chi-High against the Wildcats. We're here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, last week was a tough loss. Again, you guys have not been in many games that are not close. And I know you pointed out after the game, this was the first time this season where it didn't seem like we took a step forward. What was that like in practice, saying, guys, we have to confront the fact that we need to improve every week?
Well, I'll just tell you what I told the kids when they came out tonight. I said, from each coach all week long and even after the game was, you know, that wasn't a typical Chippewa team last week. And I just challenged them tonight to have that real Chippewa team come out because, you know, we cannot understand, we can't answer what happened last week as far as, you know, it just looked like we were, we're tired. I don't know. It was different. It was not a typical Chippewa performance, so we'll leave it at that.
Well, Coach, when you look at River Falls, obviously we all know what happened in that game last year, but again, very different team for you this year, and a big difference is that you didn't face Jonas Severson last year. He is an all-conference running back, seems to be a shoo-in. I mean, he's a tough one to stop, and they've got other weapons besides him.
Oh, they're a good football team. They're, you know, they're Hudson, them, New Richmond, they're, you know, they're any given night, they knock each other off. They're a very good football team.
And finally, Coach, offensively, what's the next step that you want to see this offense take? It seems like we're maybe waiting for that breakout performance.
Well, you know, that's a difficult one to answer because last week we virtually had nothing. And, you know, when that happens, what do? You don't add more things. You got to delete things and get better at your basics. And that's really what we're at right now.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to it. Should be a fun one tonight. Landon, I'll talk to you afterward. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thanks, guys. And you guys have a good one.
We will. Head Coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide.
When I go to Royal, I feel very connected there. The team members do a great job of making sure that it's personal and that your questions are being answered.
See details and open your account by November 15th at rcu.org/checkingbonus. Insured by NCUA.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Caleb Smets and Landon Tease with you on WOGO Sports. Sam Aberle, Dan Anderson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Homecoming night in River Falls as your Chippewa Falls Cardinals face the River Falls Wildcats. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls and Landon Tease. This is must-win territory now for Chi High. What do they need to do?
So I would say for Chi High, we got to be able to keep the big plays. The last couple of games, we've had big plays called back due to flags. Well, you get a pick, someone fumbles. Keep the big plays that we have going on because we're going to be able to take the momentum and flip it and be able to put points up on the board. But when those big plays get erased, when Carter Bobby has a huge kick return, punt return, there's a flag, it kills the momentum. Also, have to be able to stop Jonas Everson tonight. If you let him run all over you, it's going to be a long, long night. For River Falls, what we're looking for them, if you get up on us, you got to be able to stay up because you don't want to let us hang around with you and be able to maybe come back and get a lead. You got to be able to put us down, and we're going to see who has that. And, of course, turnovers and whoever wins special teams, that's who's going to come out on top.
Those are your keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. We're back with kickoff right after this.
Sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It is game time here. Raymer Field on the campus of the University of Wisconsin River Falls. The Wildcats being introduced on their homecoming night. Chi High being introduced as a team. Caleb Swenson, Landon Tease with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and live streaming audio and podcast at WOGO.com. River Falls in their home navy blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, with a solid yellow numerals, and then the white helmets with the navy blue and gold stripes. Chi High resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the jet black numerals, the red piping, the cardinal red slash on the side of those white pants, and then the matte black helmets with the silver CF insignia. And we are ready to go, and it's a rocking student section. I mean, homecoming, there's a lot of energy here.
Yeah, especially, and it's not even homecoming for this, it's homecoming for UW River Falls tomorrow too, so you might have some extra spectators that are here for some Orioles game that are coming to this. Huge crowd, big environment. Chippewa Falls getting the ball first, have to strike early. We have not started fast all year, Caleb. It's a thing that you got to do. You take the momentum right away. We want a big kickoff return. We got it. Can't go three and out. Let's get some first downs. Let's move the field. Force River Falls to have some bad field position, maybe on their first possession. Put some points up on the board. It's a big to start fast, especially against a good offensive team like River Falls has.
It was a defensive battle last time these two teams played, went to overtime, and I don't think anyone who witnessed it, heard it, or watched it can forget Dawson Goodman, the holder on that blocked field goal that would have won the game in overtime, recovered by River Falls, knocked loose. Goodman takes that second fumble all the way to the house from almost 40 yards out to win the game in a stunner, a thriller in overtime. That's what happened last year, 20-14. But that was a year ago. Now, let's see what happens here in River Falls. Good to have you with us here on WOGO as Chi High will be set deep to receive. Carter Bovey, always a dangerous returner. The young freshman, Gavin Carafel, 135 pounds, 5'9". Pops this one up short, picked up at the 30, to the 35, to the 40-yard line, or just shy of it. The upbacks for the Cards do well, and they'll get good starting field position.
Yeah, you want to see that, especially at the start here. Obviously, they did their film. They know that Carter Bowie's a little bit dangerous. Play it safe, kick it to the outback, and they're looking to see if their defense can get a stop here. Offense, we got to get rolling.
Chi High is led on offense by Jackson LeMay at running back. Leading ground gainer. We'll get you some of those stats in a few moments. Chi High will start out in the double wing. First and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Mason Von Hayden, senior signal caller, will hand it off to LeMay. LeMay trying to turn the corner, and he will. Gets outside the numbers, 40, 45, 50, and hustled out of bounds into the River Falls sideline. Getting to the edge very quickly, Jackson LeMay moves the chains.
Love the start. Great play call by the offensive coordinator. We're going old school. Double tight, no more spread. Give it to the speedster. You know what you can do on the outside.
Coach Rakovich maybe hinted at that a little bit, too. We've seen a lot of exciting things in the spread look for Chi High during the season. But he said, hey, offensively, maybe it's getting back to what we know, back to our basics. On first and 10, off the left side, that's Xander Neal. Xander Neal is fighting his way into River Falls territory down to about the 47. Neal was the only player for Chi High to score on homecoming night last week. Had on that counterplay a 45-yard touchdown run. And that was the only scoring, a 39-7 defeat for Chi High. According to the Chippewa Herald, if I can find it here, that was the worst defeat for Chi High, 39-7, since a 42 shutout at the hands of Medford on August 30th, 2019. So, again, Chi High is not used to things like that happening. They've got a little extra juice here tonight against River Falls. A run down to the 45-yard line. Jackson LeMay.
We got a manageable third down here, Caleb. We haven't gotten any counters yet. Just knowing Coach Rake, we're looking for a crisscross or a counter going one way for sure right here.
Third and 4, ball between the hashes, River Falls side of the 50 at the 45-yard line. No score, just over a minute gone by first quarter, opening possession for Chi High.
There it is.
Von Hayden, the crisscross. LeMay ends up with it inside the 40-yard line, and he should move the chains. He will.
All right, I like the movement. You give it to Jackson LeMay, your best back. He went north and south. He looked like he could have went outside, but I like the play call. You got to move the chains. It's third down. Go north and south. Get it past there. Get a fresh set.
Again, Chi High, I think we talked about this off the air, has struggled to start quickly. so far this season, and you would love to get a touchdown in your opening possession against this powerful River Falls team. Double wing, double tight from the 40-yard line. Give to Devin Bush, and Devin Bush inside the 35-yard line. And I'll correct myself. I believe I said Xander Neal had that 45-yarder. It was Devin Bush, actually, last week on homecoming, so my apologies there.
Yeah, interesting formation the Cardinals are going with here is the double tight, but the fullback is off-centered, off, looks like out the back of the tackle. Normally he's like right behind the quarterback. A little different when they're looking at that reach play. It's a little different formation from Coach Rako.
Under 10 minutes to go, opening quarter. Double wing, double tight. Xander Neal will break a tackle in the backfield, and he fights his way inside the 35-yard line down to the 30, and that's very close to another Chi-High first down. Down to the 29, that will move the sticks, Landon.
This is exactly what we wanted to see, Caleb. We got a couple first downs here. We're moving the ball inside the 30-yard line. Maybe Coach Rako was right. We're going back to the roots. We're going back to what these guys have been doing ever since seventh grade when they started at the middle school, when they were taught double tight. We know it best, and we're proving it right now.
Allen calls it comfort food. It's what you know, what you love. Double wing, double tight. There's the crisscross, and this time River Falls not fooled as LeMay is dropped maybe for a loss of one back to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, you had to expect that probably coming pretty soon. Looks like there was like four counters called in a row or so. River Falls is bound to catch on sooner or later.
LeMay leads leads Chi High on the ground through the first five games of the season. We didn't get the stats from last week yet, but Jackson LeMay, 4.9 yards per carry and 275 yards on the ground, despite only playing four of the first five games. He, of course, missed the DC Everest game because of injury. 8:40 and counting to go, second and 12, officially a loss of two. Chi High fakes the jet sweep, give right up the middle to LeMay, and LeMay has bottled up very quickly. He won't make it back to the original line of scrimmage, gets one of the two lost yards back. But this is third and long, and interesting to see what happens if they get five or so here on third down. Does Chi High go for it right away? I would say yes.
You got the momentum right now. If you get it within manageable, I would say for sure. Looks like they're going spread. Should be interesting right here.
First time we've seen Chi High spread it out. Two receivers left and right on third and 11. From the 30-yard line of River Falls, no score, 4 minutes gone by first quarter. Preston Auger in the backfield, Mason Von Hayden flushed out to his right, evades one defender, now he's going to throw it deep down the right sideline and just hits grass at the 5-yard line. There was really nowhere to go for Mason Von Hayden. Now fourth and long for Chi High.
Could be no man's land, Caleb. I don't know how long of a boot Chi High could kick right here. It would be about... looks like a 47-yarder from where we are right now.
And I saw, again, warming up at Carson Park a few weeks ago. It seems like the comfort level maybe 40 yards or so. We'll see. So fourth and 11. Three receivers to the left, single receiver right. Ball on the near hash from the shotgun. Mason Von Hayden fakes the give, looking deep down the right sideline. Rainbow's looking for a man and got him in the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. The bomb to Sam Hebert.
Wow.
Touchdown, Chi-High.
Beautiful throw by Von Hayden. A nice rainbow pass. Caught it right in the bucket inside the end zone on that bottom right-hand corner. Beautiful play. Had the trips right. I think everyone was thinking screen to LeMay on that far side on that third and long. Totally fooled them. They had practiced it. Von Hayden knew where to throw it. Sam
30
Hebert
yards
was right
TD
there.
Pass to Hebert. And I apologize for my voice cracking. I believe it hasn't quite recovered from being at the Packers game last night. 6-0 Chippewa Falls, just what the doctor ordered. The PAT is good, and it's 7-0 Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And shaking free as Dawson Moulton. Moulton still on the go. He's going to score. Dawson Lung.
Gives off the left side. There's a little bit of a gap. In the clear. All the way down the sideline to the end zone. Touchdown. Devin Bush from 45 yards out.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Touchdown pass on 4th and 10 from Mason Von Hayden to Sam Hebert, and it's 7-0 the visitors here in River Falls. The kickoff and great coverage by the Chi High special teams inside the 25-yard line. Big collision there. Now we'll see Jonah Severson and co. on 1st and 10 for the first time here tonight.
I like the coverage by the Cardinals on the kickoff. Definite Andrew Amerson for River Falls, definitely a dangerous return man. He can definitely shake tackles. Great wrap-up by the Cardinals to put him down. Now it's time to see what the defense can do. And they're going three-man, Caleb.
Von Hayden on the year. That was his fifth touchdown pass and the second touchdown reception for Sam Hebert. Now the Cardinals on defense for the first time. Dive straight up the middle and getting a couple yards was Jonah Severson.
I can't see Coy who got the tackle for the Cardinals, but that's what you're going to have to do to take him down. You're going to have to go low. He's a hard runner. He puts the head down. You're going to have to go for the ankles to trip him up, or he's going to run all over you.
Again, Jonah Severson threw six games, over 1,000 yards rushing and 15 touchdowns. Shihad did not face him last year because of injury. The quarterback, Jacob Range, keeps it himself across the 30-yard line, and he will take a couple Chi High tacklers with him up very close to the line to gain.
They're going to give it to him.
So that will be a first down. It looked to be Simon Fish in on the tackle, the junior.
Carter Bovey also came in there and gave him a little pop extra on the assist for the tackle.
5 minutes gone by opening quarter. Chi High went almost 70 yards for a touchdown on their opening possession. Range rolling out to his right, looking to pass, and he skips it to his man inside the 40-yard line, incomplete. Range looking for a receiver right in front of the Chi High sideline, and that was a pretty easy call for the official on the side.
River Falls also really likes to do that. Since they have that great running back in Severson, they like to do that play action and get the quarterback Range rolling out to his right where he's really comfortable. Being able to use Severson as a distraction sometimes can really help them in advantage.
Range is another senior, 5'11", 185, wears number one. Range this time will flip to Severson. He is a load, but he's brought down across the 35 up to the 37, and a good strong tackle that time for Chi High. Looks like it'd be Isaiah Bainan, 6'1", 170, the senior linebacker.
Yeah, good gang tackling by the Cardinals again. It's going to take multiple people to take him down. Haven't seen him go off quite yet. We got a third and long here. We got to be able to know where the sticks are. We're probably going to be looking at a play-action pass, even though Severson can get, you know, 8 yards on a carry. So I wouldn't be surprised if they hand it off to him. But difficult or weird play call here coming from the Wildcats.
Almost to the halfway point of the first quarter. Chi High leading 7-0 from their own 37, third and seven for River Falls. Range from the shotgun, calls for the ball. They'll go jet sweep far side. Got a big crease across the 45-yard line for a first down.
River Falls did a good job of sealing off the end, especially where we are very good on our defense by having those end guys. Great job of doing the block, get the 8 yards, and they're moving the chains.
That was Andrew Amundson, 5'8", 145, number two, came on that jet sweep from his slot position.
And they're on a roll right now just like we are, Caleb, moving the ball down the field.
And Cardinals took almost 4 minutes off the clock on their opening possession. Ended on that 30-yard touchdown toss on 4th and 10 from Mason Von Hayden to Sam Hebert, if you're just joining us, senior to junior. Range is going to call his own number, has a big lead block, and he'll get knocked right at the 45-yard line. What a hit for Chi High. That was Fish who just laid the wood on him, and the damage done offensively as Range gets the first down. But how about that hit from Simon Fish?
Sending the message knowing we're going to be physical tonight. You're going to have to be on our A game.
And River Falls never seems to lack for size football or basketball. Ball's on the ground, but scooped up very quickly by Severson, and Severson will roll a couple Cardinal defenders with him across the 40-yard line. They put that one on the mat there, but Severson, very agile, 6'3", 205, but just snatched that up from the carpet and able to get a gain of, looks like to be 6 yards, maybe seven.
Yeah, second and short here. Definitely probably looking at another handoff to Severson. You got to be strong up front tonight for the Cardinals. We got to make sure they get the offensive line tired so we can get the linebackers in.
Just over 4.5 minutes to play. Again from the gun, Jacob Range. He'll send Amundson in motion left to right. Range going to give it right up the middle to his big fella for a first down, all the way down to the 30. On a gain of 7, Jonah Severson. And again, you can see why Severson has rumbled for over 1,000 yards through 6 games. You mentioned he had over 300 against Eau Claire Memorial, and I believe 214 was the tally last week against Superior on just 29 rushes.
Yeah, and you don't be surprised if he gets more than 50 touches tonight. They're going to feed him the ball, give the ball to your best player, but Bill Belichick says, I'm going to take your best player away. Let's see if the Cards do that.
Chi-High leads 7-0. Range and Severson in the backfield. Amundson in motion left to right. Delayed give. Severson bottled up quickly this time. He'll spill for a couple yards down to the 28-yard line, or just inside it, 27 and a half.
That was Robert Wagner on the tackle coming in from the linebacker spot. And I'm thinking that the Cardinals worked on their tackling this week. They're getting low, wrapping him up, taking him down very, very nicely, not letting them bounce the tacklers off and getting extra yards after contact.
Two receivers to the right from the gun, Jacob Range. Range keeps it himself right side, inside the 35-yard line, down to the 34. Wagner again on the stop. Brings up another third down, and Chi-High an opportunity to get off the field, but you figure probably, again, still maybe in this no-man's land a little bit, where River Falls, especially the way they run the football, gives themselves 2 downs to get 4 yards here.
They got a freshman kicker on their sideline, so I definitely wouldn't be surprised if they go for it on fourth.
High formation backfield. Chi-High a little early movement, but got back in time. Range under center this time. Range turns, flips to Severson. Severson gets the corner, 20, 15, 10. And spilled out of bounds finally for Chi-High by number 54, Jackson Martin, the junior linebacker. But Jacob Range just hands it off, and Severson does the rest on that play.
Moving the chains down to the 11-yard line. Wildcats definitely threatening right now. Severson looking to be like he's going to be a man to handle tonight for the Cardinals. They've shown some progress on stopping him on a few plays, but can it go on all night is the question.
River Falls has not scored less than 21 in a game this season. Range from just outside the 10-yard line under center. He'll give it again to Severson. Severson this time hit and dropped very quickly. Chi-High. Carson Koenig, it looked to be the 5'8", 194-pound junior defensive lineman, just lassoed him from behind.
This would be great, a great goal line stop for the Cardinals if they can do this. They got 3 more downs to get it. Linebackers got to be sharp here. Defensive line, do your job. Push back the pile. Make chaos in the backfield. We got to get a stop.
Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese with you on WOGO Sports from Raymer Field in River Falls, 7-0 Chi-High. River Falls threatening. The toss to Severson. Severson turns the corner, barrels into the end zone. Touchdown. From 11 yards out, Severson, his 16th score of the season, and we're a PAT away from this one being tied up.
Not a surprise. Severson doing most of the loads on that drive. We're going to be seeing it all night, Caleb.
Again, the freshman, Gavin Carafell, 5'9", 135, out there for the PAT. Could tie this game up at 7 apiece. Good snap, good spot. The kick booms to the uprights, and it's 7 apiece with 2:01 remaining in quarter number one. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Landon Tease with you at Raymer Field on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. Tied at 7, the kickoff carries back to the 15-yard line, 20-25 up to the 30-yard line before being ushered into his own sideline. I believe it was Carter Bovey on the far side with the return, and now we've seen Chi High with a four-minute drive, and then River Falls answering right back, taking up all but the final 2 minutes of the quarter, showing that they can control the ball and hit pay dirt as well.
Yeah, we got on the 30-yard line, we got a 70-yard drive ahead of us. I'm pretty sure that Coach Rako is going to stick with the double tight here. It definitely worked on the last drive. We'll see if they hand it to Jackson LeMay.
And Chi High scored with 7:50 remaining in the quarter.
Devin Bush
on the first carry of this possession. And he'll take it all the way up to the 38-yard line.
It's the first fullback handoff that we've seen from him. They're trying to go side to side, but this time right up the gut with Devin Bush.
Chi High double wing, double tight formation. Crisscross, Preston Auger has it, and Auger hit right at the line of scrimmage. He's able to bully his way forward up to close to the 40-yard line. It'll bring up a third and about one for the Cardinals. Thank you to our board operators back in the WOGO studios in Halley. Dan Anderson, Sam Aberle, the double-A team there. 1:03 and counting to go, first quarter, 7-7 here at River Falls. Chi High double wing, double tight on a big third and short. Give off the right side, that's LeMay. LeMay trying to turn the corner. He'll spin out a one tackle at the 40-yard line. Someone has him by the shirt. He will get the first down with a yard to spare. But really, if his jersey isn't grabbed from behind there, I think LeMay may have gone a lot further.
Yeah, definitely had the edge, LeMay. I like the play call on the one-yard line. We go and reach to the strong side with your speedster. I probably thought they were going to go up the middle, but I like the play call with LeMay. Still sticking with double tight here. I like how we're marching down the field, Caleb.
LeMay left wing back. Devin Bush the B back. Xander Neal the right wing back. He'll get the call this time. And Xander Neal into the secondary across the 50-yard line, down to the 45 and the 44-yard line. Xander Neal rips off a big carry that may take us to the end of quarter number one.
Great vision by Xander Neal there. Cutting it up, saw the crease, threw the hand out there with the stiff arm to get those extra yards. Looked like he might have broke that last tackle and he would have had about 60 yards or 40 yards to get to the house. But instead brought down, we got a fresh set of downs though, Caleb.
Chi High may run it one more time. Here in the opening quarter, they will. Give to Devin Bush, and Devin Bush into the clear on the left side. He will drag tacklers with him for a Chi High first down, and that is a good way to end the opening quarter. One in the books. It's 7-7 here in River Falls. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Northwestern Bank.
delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to Chi High Football and WOGO Sports. We begin quarter number two here from the University of River Falls campus, Raymer Field, 7-7. Chi High knotted up with River Falls. That last first down for Chi High to end the quarter, brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Cardinals now with the ball at the 33-yard line of River Falls. Again from the double wing. The give to Xander Neal, and Neal will pull a couple Wildcat defenders with him inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line.
Man, these counter plays are really throwing the Wildcats for a loop. We're doing the misdirection, the fake pitch, spinning around and handing it off to the opposite back. 56C, really throwing the Wildcats again for a loop, but they're really not being able to take it down. But, you know, right now, going heavy on the left side.
Third and three. Give right up the middle to the fullback, and that is Devin Bush. And Devin Bush will take it down to the 20-yard line, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. And Chi High threatening here as Devin Bush, the 5'11", 165-pound senior, takes it right up the middle. Flip to LeMay. LeMay cuts it right up the gut, and he will be slowed down and then pulled down as he crosses the 20 and hits the 18-yard line. And to your point, Landon, what Chi High is doing, at least in their first couple possessions, is interesting because it's their bread and butter.
Yeah.
But it's not anything that they have put on tape so far this year, other than in a few rare instances. Teams are only preparing for the spread for the most part, because that's what Chi High has had on tape so far this year. Second and eight now from the 18. Still from the double wing, and back to pass is Von Hayden. Von Hayden ducks one defender. Now he's going to take it himself right up the middle. And we'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but no further. He had just a one-man route there. He was looking for Xander Neal, who was well covered.
Yeah, third and long here. Looks like they're bringing in the spread package, going away from the double tight. Probably looking for a screen with LeMay again, or maybe that play that they scored the touchdown on the other end of the field when they did that nice little rainbow pass to Sam Hebert and put it right in the basket. Again, although they're going too wide with two running backs in the backfield.
All right, so two backs to the right hip of Mason Von Hayden from the shotgun. They'll give it to LeMay. LeMay finds a little bit of a crease, and he will move the pile down to the 12-yard line. But that's going to bring up a fourth and about two for Chi High. Doesn't look like there's any question. Well, yeah, they're subbing in just a heavier package. I thought for a moment we were going to see the field goal team, but Coach Rakovich is going to go for it and give us a moment to say White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High McDonald Athletics on WOGO Radio for over 30 years. White City Glass.
Looking probably again with the crisscross or a counter play if they go double tight.
Fourth and two, familiar double wing for Chi High in a 7-7 game. 9:14 to go here in quarter number two. They will go with a crisscross, and River Falls snuffs it out at the 11-yard line. Gain of one, they needed two, and the Wildcats defense holds.
And we know it's coming with the crisscross to our side. We've been doing a lot of counters all night, so I'm not surprised that River Falls was able to sniff it out there. Now we got to go out and play defense. Severson proving the fact that even if he gets 13, 14 carries a drive, he's going to be able to put it in the end zone. So how are we going to stop him? We got to be able to get low, take him down. He can't get yards after contact.
Credit to the Wildcats defense there. They've been gashed the first two drives by Chi High on the ground, but able to stiffen in the red zone. Gives to Severson. Severson straight ahead from the 11-yard line up just past the 15. Gain of about five, we'll call it, on first down. Again, Caleb Swenson, Landon Tease with you on WOGO Radio. On the road with our Chippewa Falls Cardinals, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Cards had their homecoming night spoiled 1 week ago, trying to return the favor here to the Wildcats. Second and six officially, give up the middle, and that is a big hole for the quarterback, Jacob Range. And Range down the left sideline, finally lasso down from behind across the 40-yard line up to the 44.
That's what happens when you got that good running back and you can use him as a decoy. They fake the handoff to Severson. Everyone was going towards him. Quarterback keeps it, goes on the left side. Big gaping hole for a nice about 30-yard gain there.
That is the biggest play of the night for River Falls. Almost biggest play we've seen other than that 30-yard touchdown toss from Von Hayden to Sam Hebert. It's 7 apiece, 8:15 to go here, second quarter. River Falls, twin receivers left, single receiver right, H-back, and Severson in the backfield. The man moving left to right, Severson will get the call on the give from his quarterback, Jacob Range, and this time Chai High stiffens up right up the middle, and Severson gets maybe a couple as he noses forward. We'll make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at MYSSMI.com, MYSSMI.com for Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire. River Falls on a second and seven. Faking the jet sweep, actually giving it this time, and a big collision as Amundsen is hit right at midfield. He'll fall forward for another couple yards. And he is just over a yard shy of the first down.
Just like third and short here. Third and short here. You gotta stay strong on the Cardinal defense. We've been able to show, I don't think that we've got Severson in the backfield yet at all, or got a negative play. This would be a great, great time to get one.
He'll have Range in the shotgun. Severson on his left side. Range this time following Severson as lead blocker. He has the first down, and he's in the clear. 35, 30, and finally pulled down. Carter Bovey shoves him out of bounds all the way down to the 25-yard line.
Man, they've been showing that they got two backs in the backfield, one of them disguised as a quarterback. Range has gotten a couple of big plays for the Wildcats, and again, using Severson as the decoy.
And you've got kind of a thunder and lightning backfield there with quarterback and running back, but at 6'3", 205, Severson is built like a fullback with the speed and agility of a running back. And he will be on the left hip again of Jacob Range. And Severson will get the call left side. This time, Chai High very quickly to the point of attack. Pulls him down. No gain unless he fell forward for half a yard.
That was Pesca shedding the blocker, grabbing the ankles. Love to see it. Keeping the game very minimal for the Wildcats.
Good work by Colton Pesca. We are 20 seconds away from the halfway point of quarter number two, 7 apiece. Chai High scored in their opening possession. Ball control drive by River Falls. Knotted this game up. Chai High on fourth down, stopped just shy of the River Falls 10-yard line. And now the Wildcats looking to score on their second straight possession. Keeping himself is Range. Range pulled down from behind, but he's able to drag a tackler inside the 25-yard line, down close to the 22.
And our first laundry has been thrown on the floor tonight for the Wildcats. Looks like it's going to be a hold. Going to send them back 10.
And you'd love to see River Falls behind the sticks here.
Must be holding
against Chippewa. Against Chippewa Falls. And the rare defensive holding in the interior of the line, I believe. You don't see that called too often, but it is a hold against Chai High. We'll see where they mark this one off from. We give it us time to let you know that You should never let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Now first down, is Range going to give it on the far side to Amundson, and Chi High has had enough of that jet sweep look, and Amundson is pulled down at the 12-yard line.
Tanzer again being able to shed his blocker, going out to the outside with that jet sweep play. Shed him, the blocker wasn't able to get the reach block on him, able to get the tackle, minimal gain once again. And kind of going back to that holding play, Caleb, the only time that you see that is when the defensive lineman is holding and preventing the offensive lineman from able to go to the next level, or any such of let of that is when you're able to call that that penalty. So, again, very rare. Was costing the Cardinals here on this drive.
Second down and 10 for River Falls. Ball now on the near hash. From the shotgun, throwing for the first time tonight and broken up, Jacob Range, his pass, and he tried to target Zwiefelhofer, and Zwiefelhofer said, no way.
I love the coverage by Zwiefelhofer there. Getting the arm out, textbook coverage by the Cardinals. Forcing the third and long for the Wildcats. Going to go and spread again. Severson, he can break off these long tackles, so you can't always expect them to pass the ball here, especially when he's in the backfield.
So, third and 10 from the Chi High 12-yard line. Seven apiece, under five to play. Range going to keep it himself off the left side. He ducks out of an ankle tackle. He's inside the 5-yard line or right at it. Gain of seven, fourth and about three coming up.
They've been doing a lot of those quarterback power plays. They get Severson out to being able to, I'm sure he's been a great blocker with that frame that he has, 6'3", 205 pounds. Being able to lead block for Range, and it's proven to be a very effective play for the Wildcats tonight. Cardinals don't really have an answer for it right now.
So a huge fourth down here from just outside the 5-yard line, call it the six, fourth and three River Falls. The lineup in an I formation, Range under center. Tail of the tandem in the backfield there is Jonas Severson. And timeout taken by River Falls. We'll step out for just a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute here on WOGO Sports.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
This is Cardinals football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, along with Landon Tease, Raymer Field, the University of Wisconsin River Falls campus. Chi High tangling with the River Falls Wildcats here on homecoming night for River Falls. We're tied at seven apiece, 4:05 remaining in the half. And a big fourth down here for the Chi High defense. River Falls mostly has kept it on the ground, and they have a fourth and three here from the Chi High 6-yard line. Wildcats just got a fourth down stop at their 11 to stymie Chi High second drive. High formation, they'll flip to Severson. Severson has a big hole left side, and he's into the end zone, touchdown. On fourth and three, Severson in for the second time tonight, and it's 13-7 River Falls.
Yeah, fourth and three, down inside the 10-yard line. Give it to your best player. Puts it in for the score. 4 minutes left in the second half. All three timeouts for the Cardinals. Definitely not out of the question to go down and tie this up before heading into the locker room.
So Gavin Carafel, the freshman, is out there. They'll go a little bit of a swinging gait look here on the PAT, and then we'll line it up for the traditional kick. Amundson will be the holder. Good snap, good spot, good kick, and it's 14-7 River Falls. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes.
At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome back. Chi High Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. A 7-point game with 4:01 to halftime. Carafel pops one up. That is going to hit the chalk. Carter Bovey wisely lets it catch up and go out of bounds, and the Cardinals, as the flag flies, we'll get good starting field position. As you mentioned, Coach Rakovich has a pocket full of timeouts and 4:01 to work with, and his offense has been clicking so far.
Yeah, especially when he mentioned to us in the pregame, you know, they're moving away from the spread. They're going back to the roots. They're going back to the basics with the double tight formation. It's been proven to be working, and we got a pocket full of timeouts, 4 minutes. It took us 4 minutes to get down and score on our first drive of the game. Not out of the question. Have to move the ball.
We'll say hello to Joyce, who just let us know on social media that she's tuning into the game tonight. Hello to Joyce, and thank you for joining us here on WOGO. First down carry up to the 40-yard line. Chi High with a gain of 5, and again, that's something that we haven't necessarily seen in recent weeks, especially in the first half. Chi High getting some nice chunk plays on first down and on the ground.
Yeah, when you shorten it up and you get second and short, it just changes the whole playbook. It opens it up, and you're able to get more yards.
Second and 5. Give to that B-back or fullback right up the middle for a gain of close to 3. That'll bring up 3rd and 2 for Chi High. Again, Cardinals got the ball first. Went down the field, scored on 4th and 10, a 30-yard touchdown toss from Von Hayden to junior Sam Abair. Cardinals' second possession was stopped on 4th down at the 11-yard line. Von Hayden will flip, and very close to the stick on 3rd and 2 is Jackson LeMay. I'm not sure if he got it or yes, he did. They'll move the chains. Good job by LeMay with that final stretch.
That was tough. It was tough sledding for him right there. You can kind of see with Von Hayden that he hasn't been doing this all year. Some of the pitches that he has, they're off kilter. The running back's having to reach to grab the ball to tuck it in. It's not very smooth, but obviously it's still working. We're moving the ball.
So a double wing, double tight formation. Von Hayden, the flip to LeMay. LeMay trying to evade 2 tacklers, then 3 in the backfield, and he cannot, as he's dragged down for a loss inside the 45, back to the 42-yard line. Chi High a little behind the sticks now in this second series of this third possession of the game. 2.5 minutes remaining in the half. Still 3 timeouts. They trail 14-7. Huddling up for the time being back at the 35-yard line.
And here comes the spread package. Probably looking to toss the ball a little bit here now behind the chains.
Twin receivers left and right from the shotgun with LeMay to his right. Von Hayden. Von Hayden back to pass. It's a clean pocket for now. Now he's going to step up in it, and he's hit from behind and sacked. And that'll bring up 3rd and long for Chippewa Falls. Cardi on the stop for the Wildcats. Again, River Falls at 2-2 in the conference. They won their first two, lost their first two conference titles on the road at New Richmond, and then really took a beating at the hands of Hudson. They've defeated Superior and Memorial in successive weeks. Chi High, 3 receivers to the left, single receiver right. On 3rd and 17 now, with just over 90 seconds remaining in the half. Von Hayden getting a call from his sideline, communicating that to his receiver group on the left side. Mason Von Hayden, the senior, from the shotgun. Calls for the ball, takes a shoulder-high snap. Back to pass, clean pocket, rainbows down the left side. Looking for LeMay and just overshot him. LeMay had his coverage beat, but the ball a little too far out beyond him toward the River Falls sideline. And it's fourth down and punting time for Chippewa Falls. For the first time tonight, they'll boot it away.
Man, if it had just been a touch shorter, that would have been a house call for LeMay. Totally had the coverage beat. Just overshot him by a touch, and we see the punt team come out here for the first time. Either punt team.
Yes, no punts yet tonight. Owen King will stand at his 26-yard line to punt this one away for Chihai with a minute 18 left. River Falls has two timeouts left. Good knuckleball kick. Takes a nice line drive, and the returner will wisely stay away from it. Catches up at the 10-yard line, trickles ahead to the 13. Well done by King.
Now River Falls
first
has
and
a
ten.
Chance.
River Falls has a ways to go here. But a couple timeouts left, as you mentioned, a minute 8, and certainly Severson is the type. Well, Severson and Range both look like they could break one at any moment, so gap, integrity, discipline going to be key here for the Chihai defense.
Yeah, can't give up the big play. If you let them get on your side of the field here, they're definitely going to have a chance. Minimize the big plays right here. Only a little over 60 seconds to go in the half. Get into the locker room, down by 7 points. You have to kick the ball all the way to River Falls, but got to get a stop going into the locker room with 7 points down.
We give to Severson right up the middle, and Severson galloping away from a couple defenders, gets into the secondary to the 25 and the 26-yard line on a gain of 15 on first down.
25-yard line, first and 10, Wildcats.
And so now going a little bit more tempo, the River Falls offense. 57 seconds and counting. Single receiver slot to the right. And a handoff to Severson. Severson hit 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, and he is spun down and driven back. Chihai, good gang tackling there.
Wes Tanger with a nice stick on Severson there, right up the gut. That's what you got to do. You can't, only a 2 yard gain there by Severson. Clock's ticking. Little over 30 seconds to go. Probably going to just take a knee here and get out of here.
Second and 8. Ball at the 28, their side of the 54, River Falls. I formation, Range is under center, single receiver to his right. Range going to flip it to Severson, right side. Severson finds a crease. He'll carry a couple Cardinal defenders with him up to the 35-yard line. That's 1 yard shy of the stick with 10 seconds left. And I believe Coach Ryan Schurz is going to say that's good for the first half. And as we head to halftime, your score, it's a 7-point game between Chihai and River Falls, the home team in the lead. At halftime, River Falls 14, Chippewa Falls 7. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. We'll have your great clips, great plays of the half. We'll take a look at the stats courtesy of Chihai statistician Dave Hansen as well. It's all ahead on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll take a 3.5 minute break and be back after this on WOGO.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any great clip salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut. That's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clips Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
River Falls High School homecoming night. The Wildcats marching band getting set to perform here as we welcome you into the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Landon Teese with you at Raymer Field on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. It's a 14-7 ball game. The home team, the River Falls Wildcats, with the lead over your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. We'll have the great clips, great plays of the half, a check of the stats as well. But your thoughts as we'll get folks caught up on a few scores here as well, Landon. But your thoughts on this first half performance from Chippewa Falls, three possessions for each team.
Yeah, we're really tight with this team right now. We've been moving the ball very well on offense. You know, we got that fourth down stop towards the inside the 10. We couldn't do it when River Falls had a fourth down inside their 10. We couldn't get the stop. Right now, that's pretty much the difference in the game. But
it really is.
The offense has come out here. They put the work in. They're moving the ball. There's been no three and outs. We punted once, and we're really in this football game. And it's going to pretty much come down to who has the ball last in this football game.
And now, again, it's going to be critical for Chi-High with the Wildcats getting the ball at the beginning of the third quarter to get a stop. Because, again, if you kind of throw out that last River Falls possession because there just wasn't a lot of time left and Coach Schurz opted to play it fairly safe. But when you look at this, Chi-High has been stopped twice, once on downs and once on a punt near the end of the second quarter. And so, again, River Falls turned that fourth down stop into seven on the other end, and certainly trying to do that again.
Yeah, and I'm wondering to see if River Falls' defense is now catching up on it. Obviously, they came into this thinking that we were going to run the spread. We come up, we show up. You know, we're going back to the roots. We're going double tight. River Falls' defense probably didn't think that we were going to do that, so we caught them a little bit on their heels. We moved the football our first two drives inside of the 10-yard line. Really didn't think that they were that we were going to do that. Now that they've seen that we're doing that, you know, they might catch up a little bit. Hey, you know, we're doing all these counters, we're doing double tight, we got to squeeze more. And it might be a little bit of a factor coming to the second half to see how River Falls defense is being able to react and being able to stop us. And on the other end, the Chi-High defense got to be able to slow down Severson. He's getting a lot of touches. He's getting a lot of yards. He's doing what he's going to do. But also their quarterback in range, that duo in the back is very dangerous right now. And just doing those quarterback powers where Severson is the lead blocker, also killing us, getting like 20-yard chunk plays. So the defensive coordinator and coach for the Cardinals, How are they going to adjust to that? Is Coach Berger going to, you know, switch some things up to be able to stop those big chunk plays? Because in the end, we want to make sure that we keep the minimum yards to three, and when they get those big plays, it's going to kill us in the end of the game.
Again, interesting to know, as much as Chi-High has been in that double wing formation too, their lone touchdown of the night did come when they went spread on fourth and 11, I believe it was,
yeah,
and had that 30-yard touchdown pass. And so because Chi-High has been so familiar with that spread offense, that's mostly what they've run this season, they can certainly adjust in accord with what River Falls does to try to stop the double wing. So a multifaceted offense for Chi-High, and they're probably going to need it here tonight, as River Falls does not seem really content with just a couple scores. As we mentioned before, their lowest scoring output of the season was 21 points in a loss to New Richmond, and we saw last week just how good that defense is, and River Falls put up 21 points on that D. We'll step out, we'll be back in 3 minutes with your great clips, great plays of the half, and a look at the halftime stats as well. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Back in three.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking Account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal Checking Account, receive 2 payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account by November 15 at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. We'll get to the great clips, great plays of the half in just a few moments. But, Landon, we've been finding some scores as best we can. And you mentioned just a few moments ago, New Richmond with a late first half touchdown to go up 14-0 on Menominee, and that's a big game in the standings because it's one Menominee needs if they want to keep pace with the conference front runners in Hudson and New Richmond.
For sure, and you know that they lose that game, it's not going to be looking good for them. And obviously, New Richmond wanted to stay undefeated, and you know, go into the Hudson game, the last game of the season, that's probably going to be for the Big Rivers Conference outright. And, you know, especially in this conference, you don't really see outright victories too much anymore. It's a lot of ties. These teams are very tight. So if it comes down to the end of the year and those teams are battling, both undefeated, and it's outright, it's going to be a huge game.
Other scores that we know of at the end of the first quarter, McDonald trying to keep their season unbeaten, led at New Auburn after 1-21-0. Rice Lake and Somerset with a minute 44 to go before the half led Rice Lake with a six-point lead, 24-18 over Somerset. That courtesy of Travis Nias on Twitter. And also you mentioned Hudson over Eau Claire North 20-7 and in the playoff prognostications from Dave Check. Again, that's one of those games that if Chi-High is not able to come out of here with a victory, they're going to need one of those teams that they beat, like an Eau Claire North, to get, I guess it'd be an unexpected victory, a quality victory. That might be about the only way you can get in at 3-4. Again, the only way to ensure a playoff spot is be 4-3, have a winning record in the BRC. So really it just comes down to not scoreboard watching, but get done what you need to get done between the lines here against a very tough River Falls team.
Yeah, and we got a shot right now. We're playing great football. I'm liking what I'm seeing. Got to stay tough. Got to stay disciplined in the second half here. We've been, both teams have been pretty disciplined. I think only one flag, two flags the entire first half, which you like to see. A clean game. Got to stick up with that in the second half. Put some points up on the board. Obviously, that's got to be your main goal. You got to stop the River Falls running game. And if you don't, it's going to be see you later for the Cardinals.
Well, it's time now for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes, so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. The Great Clips Great Plays of the first half sounded like this on WOGO Sports. So 4th and 11, three receivers to the left, single receiver right, ball on the near hash from the shotgun. Mason Von Hayden fakes the give, looking deep down the right sideline. Rainbow's looking for a man and got him in the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. The bomb to Sam Hebert.
Wow.
Touchdown, Chi-High.
Beautiful throw by Von Hayden. A nice rainbow pass. Caught it right in the bucket inside the end zone on that bottom right-hand corner. Beautiful play. Had the trips right. I think everyone was thinking screen to LeMay on that far side on that third and long. Totally fooled them. They practiced it.
Opening possession. Ended on that 30-yard touchdown toss on 4th and 10 from Mason Von Hayden to Sam Hebert, if you're just joining us, senior to junior. Range is going to call his own number, has a big lead block, and he'll get knocked right at the 45-yard line. What a hit for Chai High. That was Fish, who just laid the wood on him, and the damage done offensively as Range gets the first down. But how about that hit from Simon Fish?
Sending the message knowing we're going to be physical tonight. Still sticking with double tight here. I like how we're marching down the field, Caleb.
LeMay left wing back. Devin Bush the B-back. Xander Neal the right wing back. He'll get the call this time. And Xander Neal into the secondary across the 50-yard line, down to the 45 and the 44-yard line. Xander Neal rips off a big carry that may take us to the end of quarter number one. And those are the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes, so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. It's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee Grocery Store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. We'll take a look at the stats, courtesy of Dave Hansen, Chi-High statistician, when we come back. And we will be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Chi-High trails River Falls at the break, 14-7.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
The Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And shaking free as Dawson Moulton. Moulton still on the go. He's going to score. Dawson Moulton.
Gives off the left side. There's a little bit of a gap. In the clear. All the way down the sideline to the end zone. Touchdown. Devin Butch from 45 yards out.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Shout out, as always, back to our intrepid board operators back at the WOGO studios in Halley. That would be Sam Aberle and Dan Anderson. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Landon Teese, here at the campus of the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. Also home of the River Falls Wildcats, who lead your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14-7. Dave Hansen, Chi-Hi official statistician, giving us a look here at the halftime stats. And again, not a massive differential here. Chi-Hi with 9 first downs, the Wildcats with 11 total yards, 123 for Chi-Hi, 183 for River Falls. Now this is really where it jumps out a little bit. Chi-Hi has run the ball very well, 93 yards rushing in the first half, 30 yards through the air, and that was on that touchdown pass to Sam Hebert, but all 183 yards for River Falls came on the ground, Landon.
Yeah, not shocked by that at all. We knew that was what we were going to be getting into coming into today, and have we stopped it? You know, it definitely could have been worse. Severson hasn't broken too many big ones. It's that duo in the back that has shocked me. It probably has shocked you a little bit with their quarterback being able to get out there using his legs and getting those 20, 30-yard gains.
Yeah, again, continuing to look at the stats here, Sam Hebert, one reception for 30 yards for Chi-Hi, no receptions on just two passing attempts for River Falls. Chi-Hi has only thrown the ball three times, so Mason Von Hayden, 1 of 3 for 30 yards, and Jacob Range, 0 of 2. The rushing stats, Devin Bush leads the way for Chi-Hi in terms of yardage gained, 6 rushes for 38 yards. Jackson LeMay has the most carries. He's carried the ball 10 times, but just a 2.6 average with 26 yards on the ground for the leading rusher for Chi-Hi, at least coming into this game. Xander Neal with 5 carries for just over 5 carries for 31 yards. On the other side, Jonas Severson has toted the ball 15 times for 88 yards. That's not uncommon. He carried the ball 29 times last week, Landon, and again, I think he regularly gets over 30 carries in a game, and I mean, he's a stud. He's 6'3", 205. He's every bit as
as strong as advertised. I believe he's also their punter. They haven't had to punt yet, but this is a very, very talented young man, and he's been what we thought he would be. But again, 15 carries for 88 yards. He's done his damage.
Yeah, and he reminds me a little bit of Andrew Trandall back with New Richmond. Same thing. They gave him the ball upwards to 50 times, and just they pounded and pounded. This is we're looking at the exact same thing with a different player here. Severson's definitely a lot taller. They both had the same strength. It definitely reminds me of that. And they're handing the ball off to him, and you know, don't fix something that ain't broke, Caleb.
But what really jumps out, and you've alluded to this again, the thunder and lightning, that two-headed monster in the backfield. One, your running back Severson, but then your quarterback Jacob Range, who's only passed the ball two times because he's just called his own number seven times for 81 yards. So again, Severson, as great as he's been, 88 yards on 15 carries. Range, 81 yards on only seven carries. And again, the threat of Severson, taking nothing away from Range's athleticism, but the threat of Severson has left him some very wide gaps.
Yeah, and they just do that. They fade the handoff to Severson, and then he's the lead blocker going right up the hole. He's a great blocker, got the great frame to be a great blocker for a running back, and gets the hole, and it's just it's all Range from there, and he breaks off the big gains. And how is Chippewa Falls going to be able to handle that here in the second half? Linebackers, they got to step up. You got to shed blocks, dive for the ankles, try to trip them up. Don't let them get untouched, you know, 10 yards down the field, or it's going to be see you later.
We should add as well that Severson does have both scores for River Falls, so he's accounted for now 17 touchdowns on the ground on the season. Another score update for you, Memorial leading Superior 14-9 in that battle between the two teams currently at the bottom of the Big Rivers Conference. This has been the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. As we are back to the action, good to have you with us. You're on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Senior Ethan Faschingbauer, homecoming king last week, has it on the tee at the 40-yard line as River Falls, with a 14-7 lead, will receive this second half kickoff. The black glove right hand in the air for Faschingbauer, the senior, the run-up and the boot. He will drive the right leg into this one and send it back 1 yard deep into the end zone. It skips out of the back behind that R in River Falls. And first and 10 from the 20-yard line for the Wildcats as we begin quarter number three.
Yeah, you love to see that from the high school kickers, being able to kick it out of the end zone. Eliminates that threat from the from being able to get that kick return. Again, Andrew Emerson, he was a very, very good return man. And last week had a lot of broken tackles, able to get, you know, 50 yards off of multiple returns. So being able to take that away, absolutely huge for the Cardinals. Now it's time to get a stop and get the ball back to the offense.
First and 10 from their own 20 from the shotgun, man in motion left to right. Delayed give to Severson right up the middle, and Chai High quickly to the ball with a couple hats there. A gain of just two for Severson. That puts him up to 90 yards. Robert Wagner, among others, very quickly to the ball.
And that's what Severson likes to do. He likes to go north and south. He puts the head down and runs. Chippewa Falls doing a great job there, plugging the middle, making sure that he has nowhere to go, bringing him down, only a two-yard gain.
Opening half minute of the second half, twin receivers right. Severson just ahead of and to the right of Jacob Range. Range puts in the belly of Severson. He'll evade one tackler. Then he'll stretch forward maybe for a yard, and that is it. Good work by Carter Bovey, West Hanser, Robert Wagner in there, and also for Chai High. I believe I saw Simon Fish in the mix as well. And gang tackling, that's what you need against a guy who's 6'3", 205, and leading the conference in rushing.
That's exactly what you need. I'd love to see they got that. They brought the blitz from the middle linebacker, disrupting Severson just a little bit. Had to bounce it outside, and the gang was right there for the Cardinals to bring him down, and minimal gain.
Third and 7 for River Falls. Going back to pass for the third time tonight. Range is going to floor out left side. Oh, he's got a man wide open across the 30-yard line, up to the 35 and the 38. First completion of the night for River Falls comes at an opportune time. The Chi High defense had the Wildcats facing a three and out. But a good-looking ball that time from Jacob Range, the senior.
Again, we talked about this in the first quarter when they used that little that play action with Severson, roll out Range out to the outside where he's comfortable, had a wide-open man, easy completion for the Wildcats.
10:41 to go as the clock stopped. Range keeps it himself right up the middle. Toe taps out of one man's grasp and then up to the 45. Well, do you want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports? Chippewa Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for 7 decades and is now hiring drivers. Enjoy summers off and a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, and paid training as well. Call 726-2454, 726-2454, or stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls. That's Chippewa Yellow Bus Company. We thank them for their support of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Second and 7 for Range and Co. Range rolling out to his right. He goes right side. Got a man across the 45-yard line of Chi High. Ball comes loose at the end, but a completion down to the 44. And on the other end of that, I believe, was Amundson. As you mentioned, he's a dangerous returner. We've seen him get the ball on the jet sweep, but now Range starting to open things up a little bit through the air. Almost knowing, I guess, is the punch counterpunch for both of these offenses that Chi High is going to try to bottle things up between the tackles. And so now a little bit more spread on the offense for River Falls. On the 44 of Chi High, they'll go back to their bread and butter with Severson. Severson upended across the 40-yard line down to the 39, but still a gain of 5 just like that.
Yeah, really looking for a turnover right now, Caleb. Trying to get some momentum. Clean game, as we've been saying. No penalties, no turnovers so far. Let's see if we can get the ball on the mat here and maybe hop on one.
We have seen one fumble for River Falls, but Severson snatched it up and plowed forward for a gain of 5, if memory serves. Second and 6 here. They'll feed the beast Severson again, and Severson into the secondary and upended across the 30-yard line. Does the damage, gets a first down down to the 29.
Down to the 29-yard line.
There's the north and south running once again. Got that open hole right in the middle. Put his hat down and plowed through the secondary. Nice gain by Severson. Fresh set of downs for the Cats.
And Chi High had the opening possession of the game. Went down to lead 7-0. After that, it's been 14 unanswered for the Wildcats, though the Cardinals did have one drive into that Johnson roll-off red zone. Gave it up on downs. Range gives it to Severson again. Severson this time inside the 25, maybe right at the 25 for a gain of 4 on first down. And Severson now, I believe, is at 20 carries. A timeout on the play for an injured player from River Falls. Seems to be all right. Gets back to his feet. Chi High will substitute here. 8:17 to go in the third quarter. River Falls leads Chi High 14-7. Wildcats bunched up with Eau Claire North in the midsection of the Big Rivers Conference. Chi High in the bottom third right now. Two receivers to the left. Range the senior with Severson to his left. Range out left side with Severson as a lead blocker. Catches the edge inside the 20-yard line and down to the 15 for another first down for River Falls. This has been a methodical drive. Chi High had a chance to get off the field on third down, not able to do it on third and long. And now River Falls continuing their inexorable march into the red zone, threatening to go up 2 scores here.
Chi High defense hands on their knees right now, just dying to hopefully get a stop, get some momentum, get something going for him. Punch out the ball and hop on it.
From the gun, delayed give to Severson. Severson stood up at the line. He'll fall forward, but nice work by the Chi High defensive front. Severson still using that powerful frame will fall forward for 2, maybe 3 yards. Down to the 11.
It's been the same story all night, Caleb. I mean, probably running about the same 4 plays all night. It's been working for him so far. Chi High defense really needing a stop.
I mean, the 4 plays seem to be Severson left, Severson right, Severson up the middle. It's a good strategy. Now Severson to the right of Reigns. Sends a jet sweep in motion left to right. Severson keeps it himself. Flag on the play as Chi High not fooled that time, collapsing very quickly on the senior quarterback for River Falls. We'll check the penalty here.
Second penalty thrown tonight. And we have a second hold on the Cats.
So River Falls penalized, I believe, for the second time here tonight. Two holding penalties.
Well, the first one was on us on that defense.
Oh, you are correct. Yes, so that's just the second penalty, as you mentioned, and holds on either team.
Set River Falls behind the chains here. This is the thing that we needed for the Cardinals. Don't give up the big play here. Make them earn the 15 yards that they have to go.
Ball backed up to the 20-yard line of Chi High. Now River Falls with 6.5 minutes remaining. Range going to keep it himself right up the gut, and Range spilled inside the 15-yard line. Able to get that penalty yardage back down to the 13. Third down upcoming here for the home team, the Wildcats, as the clock almost to the halfway point of quarter number three. River Falls still leading 14-7. Chi High defense trying to keep it that way and give their offense their first shot at a possession here in the second half. Already, again, chewing up half of the third quarter on this opening possession of the Wildcats.
Both teams been able to control the ball when they've had the ball with their offense, just chewing up clock. Time of possession being huge.
Eye formation behind Range. He's rolling out to pass on the bootleg, goes right side, and skips it in front of his intended receiver. He was looking for big number four, Eli Johnson, who's 6'6", 225.
That looked like somebody tipped it and put their hands up when he threw the ball. Here comes the freshman kicker for the Wildcats. He's going to have about to be a 32-yarder or so to extend it to a 10-point lead.
Yeah, maybe 31 based on the holder spot here, but good snap, good hold. The kick carrying to the uprights, and it is wide. And Chi High's defense gets a stop. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Cardinals football on Wogo Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
And counting, Chi High on first down, no gain. After the missed 31-yard field goal, they'll have a second and 10 from just inside their own 20-yard line. Mason Von Hayden with four wide, split evenly left and right. He's back to pass as a clean pocket. Now he'll take it himself straight up the middle, and he's got a lot of room. 30, 35, 40. Von Hayden, 45, 50, 45, 40, in a foot race down the sideline. 35, 30, and finally taken out of bounds. Mason Von Hayden galloping into Wildcats territory.
Left the middle wide open. Nobody was there. No flags on the ground. Great awareness by Von Hayden. Saw that nobody was open. The middle split like the Red Sea right there. He went right up the middle. Great gain for Von Hayden. Little juice here for the Cardinals. Let's see if we can get something going.
Reminds me of a play again. The reason, folks, if you're just tuning in, why I unfortunately don't have much of a voice tonight, as I was at the Packers game last night, but Jordan Love, a similar play too, where again the Red Sea's just parted and he took it right up the gut for a touchdown last night at Lambeau. And Mason Von Hayden, a much longer run this time. He'll give it to LeMay. LeMay picking his way inside the 25-yard line down to the 20. And the Cards now in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
I love how LeMay is able to just bounce off tacklers as he's running. It just doesn't stop his legs until he's on the turf. great run there by LeMay, getting 8 yards for the Cards.
Second and a short three for Chi High. Two receivers left, single receiver right. Von Hagen going to keep himself, flips it out left side. He's got a man inside the 20-yard line, dragged down at the 15 as Preston Auger, the big tight end, H-back, whatever you want to call him. Auger is kind of a jack knife, a Swiss Army knife, if you will. And Chi High with a first down, brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. First and 10 from the River Falls 15. Chi High trailing 14-7 with 3:31 to go in the third quarter. Mason Von Hayden going read option, keeps it himself, spilled out of bounds at the 12-yard line. They'll say he went out, so a gain of three on first down. Tackle made that time by Cal Huskard, 5'10", 145 DB, a junior.
We'll say if they stay here in the spread. Worked for him on that big gain. Getting close to the end zone here. I'm surprised that Rako hasn't gone back to the tight with the counters that have been working all night.
Bolin and Smith to the right, Hebert to the left. Von Hayden rolling out to his right, throws short, looking for Auger just inside the 10-yard line. We haven't called Jalen Smith, the talented sophomore receiver's name, much yet. He's been out there a few times. Again, some playmakers out there, but this is kind of that danger zone that we saw late in the first half where Chi High got into a third and long, got a fourth and long in the red zone, and that's where the Wildcats defense stiffened, and that's what made the difference in this one-score game.
Yeah, still sticking with the spread here. Maybe looking for a screen here out to LeMay. I haven't seen any of that so far tonight.
Four wide, Von Hayden. With Auger to his left, Von Hayden's going to pop fly deep down the right sideline, looking for a man, got him in the end zone, touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
And there's the man that we haven't called all night, that's Mr. Bolin out there on the edge. Great pass again from Von Hayden, threw it right there. The defender actually fell down. Bolin turns around, catch it right there in the end zone, and we're about to have a tie ball game.
Beautiful touch on that throw from Von Hayden to Bolin. From 12 yards out. And now Ethan Fashingbauer to try to tie this game with 2:45 remaining. Good spot, good hold, but it is blocked. And River Falls will maintain a one-point lead. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Things getting tight here in River.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Chi High within a single point of the River Falls Wildcats. After a 31-yard field goal goes wide right, the Cardinals take it the length of the field. A 12-yard touchdown toss is second of the night for Mason Von Hayden to Jackson Boland. PAT is blocked, but the Cards with just a one-point deficit and 2:45 remaining. Fashingbauer, his second kickoff here of the third quarter. He'll drive it to the 4-yard line near side. 10-yard line, cutting straight up the numbers of the 20. Big collision there, and Chi High thinks
out.
They may have got the ball loose. They knocked it loose. Do the refs agree? Waiting for the call. It's Cardinal football. What a big collision there on the play. I'm not sure who jarred that one loose, but there were a lot of white jerseys right at the 20-yard line, and oh my goodness, that is the turnover the Cardinals needed.
Yeah, exactly. We were saying no turnovers yet so far tonight. Very dangerous play right there. Cardinals easily could have been called for targeting right there. That was a head-on collision by the Cardinals that popped the ball out. Again, right now we got the ball at 22-yard line going in. 2:30 left here in the third. We got to get up by a score here, Caleb. We got to take advantage of the turnovers, like we said in the pregame.
So this time Von Hayden with two backs right behind him from the shotgun. 2:36 to play, and we have some early movement, and Chi-High may start out behind the chains here, as I believe it will be a procedure penalty. It's kind of a different formation that they lined up in. Two receivers left, single receiver out to the right, but Von Hayden trying to get an explanation here from the officials, but he had two backs with him in the backfield. It is a procedure penalty against Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't early movement or anything. It,
I don't know if it's a formation.
Yeah, it probably was a legal formation.
And again, as we said, it was a little bit of a different look there from the spread.
I didn't see 5 men in the backfield. I was looking at that. River Falls was actually pointing at us like we were doing something wrong.
Honestly, if I'm the defense, I don't point that out until after the...
But yeah, but their defensive end was pointing at something, and then the flag was thrown. But now behind the sticks, not where you want to be after the turnover.
Again, I keep referencing the Packers game, but after that early Jared Goff pick, the green and gold's inability to get 7 or only get 3 certainly came back to haunt them. 2:35 to go in this third quarter. Chi-High trailing by a single point. First and 15 from the 27-yard line. Von Hayden's going to rainbow deep down the right side. Got a man reaching up, making the catch. Bolin for a first down. What a snatch by the Chi-High junior.
Jackson Bolin climbing the ladder going, you got mossed on the River Falls Wildcat defensive secondary. And, boy, what a big play after getting behind the chains there. Now first and goal for the Cardinals. Bolin coming up big here in the third quarter.
That was a 19-yard pass play on first and 15.
It looked pretty dangerous that the River Falls guy might be able to go up and pick it. Jackson is able to get higher and get the ball at the top spot.
First and goal from the 8. Give off the right side. That was Carter Bovey who snuck into the backfield when we weren't looking. And Carter Bovey down to the 7-yard line for a gain of 1. Again, Cardinals in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. It's second and goal. They'll call it the 8-yard line. I thought Bovey made it down to the 7, but the spot just inside the far hash at the 8. Boland and Smith to the right.
Here's that weird
Hebert to the left. And again, 2 men in the backfield kind of flanking Von Hayden in the shotgun. Von Hayden back to pass. Darts it over the middle. Got a man in the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. That's Hebert the second time tonight. And rifling it right down the seam. Von Hayden for his third TD pass.
I think it was Jackson Boland who got in there, actually, and got the touchdown.
You're right. That was Boland, his second.
Sneaking in on the slant there. Great move off the inside. Cut off the defender. Great throw by Von Hayden. Putting it right in the chest. Easy grab. Touchdown, Cardinals. Now, let's see if they go for the two-point conversion to get up here by, to get up 7.
They lead 19-14.
Capitalizing on the turnover, Caleb. That is exactly what we needed. We cannot go without scoring points there, and we were able to capitalize.
Leading 19-14 with a minute 22 left. Chi-High going power formation. Von Hayden from the gun, going to keep it himself left side. Big collision at the goal line. He's in. That's a two-point conversion, and Chi-High leads 21-17. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports and Landon T. Some fireworks here in the third quarter for our Cards.
Yeah, Jackson Boland putting on a clinic in the third quarter right now. Huge play on third down, high pointing the ball, getting the first touchdown that we got to get to 13, and now the slant on the inside for a second touchdown of the night.
And now, how about Fashenbauer driving the kickoff 5 yards deep into the end zone for a touchback? You mentioned the Toys and Ford keys to the game, how important special teams could be in this one, that third phase. And Chi-High, when neither team had forced a turnover, Chi-High forces one on specials.
Yeah, exactly. Right out, putting the hat on the ball, popping the ball out, and then being able to capitalize on the turnover is what we really needed. We got the ball on the 25-yard line. We had to score, at least put 3 points up on the board. We get that tough third down, capitalize. Boland gets in there for the touchdown. We got a whole new ball game, Caleb.
Minute 22 left, and again, River Falls with Jacob Range off the right side. Range spinning out of a tackle up to the 25, to the 27 as he falls forward. Range, again, who ran for 81 yards in the first half, well over 10 yards per carry average in that first half. The Wildcats leading 14-7 at halftime, chewed up 6 minutes of the third quarter with their opening possession, went in and scored, or excuse me, did not score because of that missed field goal. Chi-High took advantage of that with a touchdown, then the turnover, another touchdown. Delayed give to Severson. Severson splitting outside the numbers right side. He's upended after he gets to the line to gain. Couple Chi-High defenders in there. West Hanser and Jack Zwiefelhofer.
I thought the ball popped out there again, Caleb. He put the shoulder pad right on the ball. It looked like he bobbled it a little bit, but able to squeeze it and keep it in Severson's possession. Fresh to the downs for the Cats. You can't count them out of this game. The running game is just too good tonight.
Up to the 33-yard line, and again, it's just a one-touchdown lead for the Cards after they've scored 14 unanswered, equaling what River Falls did in the first half. Now Severson able to get loose right up the gut as he pile drives his way past the 40 up to the 45-yard line. Severson, again, I'm not sure how anyone keeps this young man from getting 100 every single night.
It's tough. It's when you get that many carries and you're able to stay fresh like that and keep getting those big yards plays, it's tough on a defense to be able to take that as we got a timeout.
That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. We head to the final frame in a 7-point contest. Cardinals with the lead. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports, back in 60.
Hi, this is Holly Bobie of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovie.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Fourth quarter begins in River Falls and a handoff to Severson. Severson right up the middle and takes it close to midfield. He'll be cut down just shy by the Chi-High defense on first and 10 from the 45. Severson a gain of 4 up to the 49. The senior doing a good job taking some defenders with him.
This is chunk play after chunk play with Severson. that has not been stopped tonight, and that was one of the keys of the game that we had to do. And you know, he's putting on a show like he has in the last, you know, four games.
Chihai has scored 14 unanswered. They lead 21-14. A toss play to Severson, and Severson able to escape one defender across the Chihai 45 and rumbles down to the 42 to move the chains again for the Wildcats. And again, the way that Severson runs, and also with the flashes that we've seen from Jacob Range, it seems inevitable for River Falls that they're going to score on a possession. And so what you're trying to do is make them earn it, make them pick up 3-4 yards instead of 7 or 8, and hope they make a mistake. He can get the ball back. Severson right up the middle, and this time nothing doing. He's hit at the 40, falls forward to the 39. A couple Chihai defenders in on that play. I think Simon Fish was in there.
And you can see the Cardinal defense really going for the ball. They get that second wave of tacklers in there, and they are punching and they are scratching to get that football on the ground again and force another turnover. Love to see that from the Cardinal defense.
10:34 to play. Still a lot of game action left. Chihai leading 21-14. Jacob Range keeps it himself. Off right guard. Range spilled as he's pulled down by Petska, I believe, at the 36-yard line. And Petska, nice job, because Range had designs on making that run of three a lot longer.
Yeah, I didn't see Petska down there. He snuck in behind him and grabbed the ankles. I thought that Range was going to be going for a nice, like, 20-yard game there, but Petska grabbing the shoelaces and bringing him down for a minimal gain of three.
So third and five here, undoubtedly four-down territory in this part of the field. And this game situation for River Falls from the I formation, a toss play, Severson, right guard. Severson has the first down, and he will take three defenders with him for a ride down to the 25. Just a powerful run there by Jonah Severson. And Chihai defeated River Falls in overtime last year at Durate 20-14. No Jonah Severson in that game. Dawson Goodman, of course, heroics along with Thomas Clary at the end of that game in OT.
Chippewa Falls bringing in some beef here. Like to see it. They've been running the ball up the middle all night. Let's see what it can do.
First and 10 from the 25 for River Falls. Trailing 21-14, under 9.5 to go in the game. Range under center from an I formation. Toss play to Severson, left side this time. Severson hurdles a man at the 20-yard line to the 15 and down to the 11. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, can't do that in high school. That should actually be a flag. You're not allowed to hurdle.
No flag comes out. I mean, again, A.J. McNamara, he's just 5'8", but he tried to go low, which is what you should do against a player the size of Severson, and Severson leaped over him, and no flag comes out. So it'll be first and 10 from the 12-yard line of Chihai. Heavy package, flip on the left side again. That's Severson. Severson diving forward inside the five all the way down to the three, and he is running with just another level of ferocity here, so he gets a helpful hand up.
Now we got some laundry on the field, Caleb.
Let's see if this is the third penalty of the game. One has gone against Chihai, one against River Falls.
This could be a big penalty. Got a hold.
In the area of a hold, it is a hold, our third tonight. Two have gone against River Falls, one on Chihai. All three of those penalties have been called with River Falls on offense. We have the defensive holding on a running play, and now the second infraction against the Wildcats. And as you mentioned, I mean, that is a big, big deal as it puts the Wildcats behind the sticks here. And as they trail by 7, the Chihai defense loves a little breathing room rather than being in the shadow of their own goalpost.
For sure.
Amundson will split out to the right I formation backfield behind Jacob Range. Now first and 20 from the 22-yard line. They'll go to Severson, feeding the beast again. And Severson, with a couple defenders hopping on his back of the 15, will get back. Well, we're going to give him the 14. Then the side judge steps up just inside the 15 and now steps down to the 14. So what we originally thought, from the 22 down to the 14. Gain of 8 on first down. Gets a big chunk of that penalty yardage back. 8:33 and counting. Chihai leading 21-14. Again, needing a win to remain in the playoff hunt, you would presume. Range under center. Amundson in motion left to right. Range flips again to Severson. Severson picking his way along the right side outside the numbers to the 10-yard line and cut down there. It's going to be third and fairly long here for River Falls.
And you can tell that the Cardinals know what's coming. They're bringing the heat. They're sending the linebackers. River Falls offensive line doing a great job of putting the blockers where they need to go so that Severson's got some room to run. But Chai High knows what's going on here. Let's see if they can capitalize on maybe one of these blitz and gets a tackle for loss, which we have not seen tonight, Caleb.
Third and 8 from the 10-yard line. Flip to Severson on the left side this time. Severson has a big head of steam. Hit at the 2-yard line, falls into the end zone, touchdown. And that is a big-time run. They did not go anywhere but to Jonas Severson on that drive. And he rewards his coaches for their faith as he collides with West Hanser at the 2-yard line. And Severson pumped up here as he heads to the sideline. His team now within a PAT, a critical PAT of tying this game. Severson, his 18th touchdown on the season. And Gavin Carafell, just a freshman, out for the kick here.
They blocked one on us. Let's see if we can't get one back.
Good snap, good spot. Carafell, the kick. And he ties this game. 7:40 to go. Don't go anywhere. We've got a barn burner here at River Falls. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
When you're cheering on the Chi High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Welcome back, Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Third touchdown total of the night for the superstar Jonas Severson for River Falls, and we are tied at 21. The kickoff is short, picked up at the 16-yard line, straight ahead, 20-25. Now Carter Bovey reversing at the 25 and up to the 30-yard line. As he stops and starts at Chi High, good starting field position in a tie ball game with 7:32 to go. Again, you would love to be able to eat up all the rest of this clock. That would be a tall order, longest drive of the game. But you do not want River Falls to, well, I mean, for one thing, you want to put 7 on the board here, Landon,
yes,
but you do
sure.
not want River Falls to have much time remaining the way Jonas Severson, I mean, he's eating right now. Really
yeah.
impressive.
Exactly, and they keep feeding him the ball, and he's not slowing down. He's gotten stronger as the game goes on, and that for sure is going to be a difficult task for the Chi High defense when they come back out here. But let's see if we can take as much clock off the board as possible.
So start off with a screenplay to LeMay. LeMay, 35, 40-yard line, stumbles forward up to the 41-yard line. A gain of 11 on first and 10. Chi High keeps the clocks and the chain moving.
We've been looking for that screen to LeMay all night. It seems to have been working all season. Haven't seen tonight. There it is, a great play of 11 yards. Keep the chains moving. Again, 7 points is what we're looking for.
Again, a win tonight is needed for Chi High, presumably to keep their playoff hopes alive. You never know what might happen, but got to get 4-3 to guarantee a playoff spot. Von Hayden rolling out to his left, throws left side to Auger, and Auger tiptoeing along the sideline at the 45-yard line. A nice toe tap, ballet catch there for Preston Auger. And Chi High again keeps the ball moving downfield, gain of close to 5 on first down.
Good decision by Von Hayden right there. I thought that he was actually going to throw it away, but Auger was able to sneak open and get open at the last second there right on the sideline. And get 5 yards instead of nothing.
Von Hayden has 3 touchdown passes tonight. Von Hayden delayed give to LeMay. LeMay picking his way along the left side. He's stormed back before he can hit midfield. It's going to be third and short for Chi High. And again, I mean, we've said this multiple times, but it seems like this is four down territory for Chi High. I don't think in a tie game with this much time remaining, you want to risk giving the ball back to Jonas Everson and Jacob Range anywhere.
Sticking with the spread formation here. Again, surprising with how much they've gone double tight.
Second and two. Give to LeMay. LeMay hit at the line, and he will fall forward for a big Chi High first down.
And River Falls hit him at least a yard and a half before the sticks. LeMay showing the strength, falling forward, moving the chains again. Getting closer to the end zone.
That's why the coaches harp on getting into the weight room, especially in the summer, and you can tell that Jackson LeMay has listened. 5:40 and counting in a 21-21 ball game. Chi High scored the first touchdown of the game, gave up 14 unanswered, scored 14 unanswered of their own in the third quarter. Long touchdown drive by the Wildcats put us where we are right now, tied at 21. Four wide, twins left, twins right. Preston Auger to the right, now to the left of Mason Von Hayden, and a timeout on the field for Chi High. That's their first of the half. We will step out and be back in just 30 seconds, back in half a minute on WOGO.
Of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
WOGO Sports with 5:20 remaining. And again, you are a WIA licensed official. We were talking off here about this. Again, what we seem to clearly see as a hurdle was not called on the field, and that is something that could have been called, it sure seems.
Yeah, and I can't remember what the yardage is, but again, like you said, it pushes them back. It takes more time off the clock. It's just one of those penalties that you don't see very often. It's just a high school rule. It's not, you know, in the college or the NFL, so it's tough. Some officials know, some officials don't, and it sometimes doesn't get called. It's just
Chi High first and 10. Ball's on the ground for Von Hayden. Oh, my goodness. Picking it up back at the 45 of Chi High, but a loss of 6, and I'm not sure if the shotgun snap was awry or what, but Mason Von Hayden, a promising drive for Chi High. Now it's going to get a lot more difficult as they'll lose just over 5 on first down.
I'm looking for Jackson Boland to maybe step up in here and get a nice grab. He's been very, very prominent here in the second half.
Twin receivers to the right, single receiver left. From the shotgun, Von Hayden. Going to give it to LeMay, and LeMay is buried right at the line of scrimmage. Second and very long becomes third and very long with 4:35 to go. And again, Chi High not only looking for the go-ahead score, but also trying to play keep away from this River Falls offense. They have all three of their timeouts left to the Wildcats. Chi High has two. 4:16 and counting, third and 15, Chi High from their own 45. Four wide, split evenly left and right. Auger to the left of Mason Von Hayden, the senior signal caller for Chi High. Huge third down. Von Hayden back to pass. Stands tall in the pocket. Now he's flushed out to his right, and he's hit and sacked. What great closing speed by Eli Johnson, the linebacker. 6'6", 225. And Von Hayden trying to escape just could not. And there's going to be a lot of time and a lot of timeouts left for the Wildcats, and the Chi High defense is going to be called upon to try to elongate this game and hopefully get to overtime for the second straight year. First got to execute the punt here. Owen King going to let the clock trickle down as far as he possibly can. Now a high snap. King, athletic move to get this one away. It's a low knuckleballer, and it will take a sideways hop. And that is golden starting field position for River Falls with 3:16 remaining. They will have the ball near their own 40-yard line with three timeouts. As King, a nice job hauling that high long snap in, but had to hurry on the kick. And 60 yards to go for a go-ahead score for River Falls. We're on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Landon Tease with you. Dan Anderson, Sam Aberle back at the Wogo home base in Hallie. Jacob Range going to keep it himself on first down. Range able to sneak through a quick crease across the 40 and up to the 45. Again, no particular need to hurry here for River Falls. If there ever was a time for a turnover,
that'd be right now.
Called for. You mentioned Chi High trying to tomahawk the ball loose. Put a helmet or a shoulder pad on it. 2:48 to go in a 21-21 game. Range back to pass. Range going deep down the left sideline. He'll hang it up, and he's got a man from the yard line. Carter Bovey coming over from his safety position. Couldn't get there in time. Andrew Amundson into the red zone with a huge pitch and catch. And that ball hung up in the air forever. But all eyes probably in the backfield, as that is only, I believe, the fourth pass attempted on the night for Jacob Range.
Great rollout play by Range there. Had a wide open man. Great execution.
And now if you're Chi High in this situation, do you think about using your timeouts to try to conserve some clock for yourself? If you need possibly a game-tying score at the end here, we'll see. High formation backfield behind Range. Range going to toss it to Severson. Severson hit at the 10-yard line. He's loose to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Now down 27-21.
That isn't the worst thing in the world, Caleb. You got some time left on the clock. You got a couple timeouts.
That's Severson, his fourth. And again, not sure, again, what was communicated, but it certainly could be something where you say, in this position, with the way River Falls is running, maybe you let Severson get in there.
You
hope for a missed PAT here as well, but 2:33 left and two timeouts for Coach Rakovich.
We've been close to getting a block tonight.
Gavin Carafell, the kick. Chi High diving at it. But it is good. A full 7-point lead for River Falls. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 2 minutes, 33 seconds left. Gavin Carafell will pop this one down to the 18-yard line, bobbled a bit by Bovey, straight ahead, 25, trying to turn outside the numbers. He will sneak up to the 30-yard line, and that's where Chi High will start first and 10. Again, 2:27 to go. All credit to Jonas Severson, 4 touchdowns here tonight. He has been an absolute load to bring down in the second half. But as you mentioned, this is probably much more ideal for Chi High. You don't want to wait, perhaps, for the inevitable, and that's River Falls running the clock down, making you burn your timeouts and still punching one in. Now you've got almost 2.5 minutes to work with, 2 timeouts, and you can...
And you know this is going to be your last possession. You got 4 downs to get to the sticks every single time.
They'll go 3 wide. Will Chi High, single receiver to the left as well. For 4 wide receivers, Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his right on first down. He'll go with a dart right side across the 35-yard line to Jackson Boland. And Boland stops the clock as he will, we'll see where they spot this. I guess at the 36-yard line.
Number 6 to the 36-yard line, second and 4 for the Cardinals.
Gain of 6. 4 yards to go with the clock stopped at 2:22, so Chi High will take advantage of that to huddle briefly.
I like those rollout plays with Von Hayden that they've been doing. He seems pretty comfortable when he can get out of the pocket.
Von Hayden from the shotgun, Auger to his left. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Back to passes, Von Hayden. He's looking left the whole way. Flushed out, still looking, rolling, throws left side. Got a man right at the sticks. Is it caught? I believe it is. That's Jalen Smith with his first catch here tonight. But they are going to mark him about a yard shy of the first down. Clock does stop at 2:14. It'll be a third and short.
They're going to call it incomplete.
Oh, incomplete. So intended for Jalen Smith, and that'll make it a third and four. Again, as you mentioned, Chi-High, two downs to get 4 yards here. 2:14, still two timeouts left, trailing 28-21 here on the road at River Falls. Two receivers left, single receiver right. Von Hayden from the shotgun. Single back to his left. That's Jackson LeMay. Looking toward LeMay, now throwing over the middle, and a one-handed grab. What a snatch there. I believe that was Preston Auger at the 42-yard line. Goodness gracious.
Wow, what athleticism by Auger right there. The ball was completely behind him. He tipped it up with one hand. It looked like the River Falls guy kind of helped him catch the ball, too, be able to snag it, move the chains. We're on a roll.
Chi-High will go tempo at the first down under 2 minutes. Roll out to his left. Von Hayden goes left side, broken up at the sticks at the 48-yard line of River Falls. Looking for Boland there. Clock stops at 1:51, second and 10. Chi-High trails by 7, 28-21, back and forth. We have gone in this one, three different runs land in of 14 unanswered points for each team.
Yeah, it's just been a back and forth shootout game tonight. Both offenses have been clicking. River Falls obviously just feeding the ball to Severson, and he's doing what he does best, and that's getting in the end zone.
Trips to the left, Hebert to the right. Von Hayden from the shotgun. Goes screen left side. That's Boland. Boland picking his way between a couple defenders. Keeps his feet. Boland is loose. 45-40. He's going to go the distance. Jackson Boland to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
How about not
58 yards.
How about not giving up on the play by Jackson Boland? Stopped in the backfield up by the sticks. Spins around a defender. Gets a hand on the turf before he goes to the ground. Sticks up. Everyone thought the play was over. And he takes it all the way to the house. Jackson Boland with an outstanding second half for the Chi-High Cardinals.
That's the fourth touchdown pass for Von Hayden. The third for Jackson Boland. Chi-High takes a timeout. We'll come back in 30 seconds. Coach Rakovich may be pulling something out here on the road, down one. Back in 30 on WOGO.
Damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
39 seconds remaining. 28-27. Chi-High trails by one after a 58-yard touchdown pass from Mason Von Hayden to Jackson Boland. But again, the timeout called. We all know why. Coach Chuck Rakovich going for the win, going for two here, going for the lead with a minute 39 left.
Yeah, totally not out of Coach Rako's arsenal to do this. Just brings me back to the Stevens Point game in the playoffs when he went to two, turned around and looked at the crowd, put the 2 points up. You know, what play do you run here if you're Coach Rako? You know, 50 years of experience on his back. Do you go crisscross? Do you go hippo package and just try to punch it in here? But Chi-High always known to go for the win.
Single receiver to the right, Auger to the left of Mason Von Hayden. Chi-High going for the lead. Down by one. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. Left side. He's hit. He's pushing toward the goal line. He does not get there. River Falls with a huge stop. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Chi-Hai goes for the win and stopped just short on the two-point conversion. Credit the River Falls defense, but now with one timeout left and a minute 39 here on the road, Landon, it's going to come down to an onside kick attempt.
Yeah, and that's really all you can do at this point. You know, Coach Rego, he goes for two. That's what he does. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. You know, we didn't get it at Pulaski in the playoffs. We got it at Stevens Point. There's a couple other times. You know, it's just the way of football. That's how it goes.
How about Mason Von Hayden with four touchdown passes? Jackson Bowen with three of them. But now it all comes down to this onside kick. Ethan Faschingbauer. And we have a timeout on the field as River Falls looking at the formation. They'll take a break. We'll take a 30-second break as well. Back in half a minute here on WOGO.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Special teams, one of Landon Tease's keys to the game. Chi-Hai Special Teams has forced a critical turnover in this game that led to a score. Now, can they do something much more infrequent? And that is convert on an onside kick to give their offense back the ball. Minute 39 left in the fourth quarter here on the road at River Falls for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Down 28-21, 58 yards, screen pass, touchdown from Von Hayden to Boland. They go for two, stop just short, and now Faschingbauer has it on the tee at the 40-yard line for the two-point conversion attempt, looking for a good bounce here. Right gloved hand in the air. Faschingbauer gets a nice bounce. It goes high in the air. Chi-Hai goes up for it. Do they have it? Do they have it? It looks like they do.
Chi-Hai's got it. An appointment.
Oh, my goodness.
What a kick by Faschingbauer. Right up the top, pointed up in the ball.
Did they teach you that in soccer? What a bounce. That was an absolutely perfect, perfect onside kick that took a high 12-foot hop right above the River Falls upbacks. And Chi-Hai recovers it at the 46-yard line of the Wildcats with a minute 39 left still. I guess no time went off the clock there. And one timeout for Coach Rakovich.
Wow. What a game. You can't expect more than a Big Rivers Conference game like this.
Incredible. Chi-Hai fighting for their playoff lives. Four wide. Screen pass left side. Got a man across the 45-yard line up to the 40. I believe that was LeMay.
Sam Abear.
Chi-Hai again needs to move quickly here. Second down with a minute 20 left. Down one, 28-27. Von Hayden from the gun with four wide. Von Hayden, clean pocket. He's going to go deep down the right side of the field and overshoots Boland. Boland getting spun around a little bit, but just a little hand fighting with the DB there.
Yeah, it looks
maybe
like
a little miscommunication between Boland and Von Hayden.
Maybe a little bit. Boland had a step on the DB there. Von Hayden just overshoots him a little bit. Could have been miscommunication. Third down and six here for the Cardinals. Got to get close to the sticks. Doesn't matter if you go three and out here or four and out.
Minute 12 left. Third and six again. Need to get the first down here. That's all important. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Von Hayden from the gun goes left side. Got Boland on the screen. Boland trying to pick his way through a couple defenders, and he will not get far. It is going to be fourth down with a minute two. And the clock still ticking. Will Chi-Hai take their final timeout? I believe they will. On fourth and long, 57 seconds left. We'll see if they put any time back on the clock, but we'll take a 30-second break. The play of the game coming up next on WOGO.
Flips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time, too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips,
it's going to be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Chi-Hi trying to complete an improbable comeback, but they'll need another dash of late season magic here. 57 seconds remaining, down 28-27. Cardinals, after the 58-yard touchdown pass to get within one, two-point conversion stopped. Cards get an onside kick, but now faced with a fourth and six. The game either continues or ends right here. Cards just use their last timeout. With four wide, Von Hayden from the shotgun takes a waist-high snap. Heavy pressure sets up a screen. That's Auger. Auger hit at the 40-yard line, and he is upended and well short. And River Falls is going to win this game.
Tough break for the Cardinals. It's fourth and long, or the fourth and six. That's a tough play call. You don't really know what to do. I like the screen call. River Falls defense, give them credit. They snuffed it out. They knew what to go, and they're going to come out here with a victory.
49 seconds remaining, but just a formality at this point as River Falls will move to 5-2 and now go back above 500 here in their homecoming night. They will be 3-2 in the Big Rivers. Chi-Hi will now fall to 2-5 and 1-4 in the Big Rivers as Jacob Range takes the first of two kneels here at the end. Chi-Hi, an absolutely valiant effort here tonight, but just not quite enough. And now, with two games remaining in the conference slate, they are not going to be above 500 in BRC play, and we'll have to hope for some help from someone else along the line. And of course, we'll need two wins here to close the season out to try to keep any postseason berth alive. A phenomenally entertaining game here at River Falls. Don't go away. We'll have a lot coming up in the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. The clock hits zeros here at UW River Falls. Your final score, the River Falls Wildcats 28, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 27. Back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
$50 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide.
When I go to Royal, I feel very connected there. The team members do a great job of making sure that it's personal and that your questions are being answered.
See details and open your account by November 15th at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide.
When I go to Royal, I feel very connected there. The team members do a great job of making sure that it's personal and that your questions are being answered.
See details and open your account by November 15th at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Sports coverage of Chi High football, an absolute thriller here in River Falls, but Chi High falls by a point, 28-27. This is the Post Class postgame show brought to you by Post Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Down on the field now with head coach Chuck Rakovich and our own Landon Tease.
Hey, thanks, Cal. I'm here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. Man, what a heartbreaker tonight here at Rammer Field. What was going through your head there? I know you're known to go for two at the end of games. What was going through your mind when you called the timeout?
Well, we wanted to get input from the coaches as well as the players out there. I think that's the only way to do it, and it's something that we decided on as an entire group. And, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and that's a case where we didn't win that one.
Yeah, and how about the offense tonight? You know, struggling the last couple of weeks, went out there, put 27 points up on the board. What do you got to say about them?
Well, you know, we played like Chippewa tonight. You know, I told you before the game, I challenged them before the game, hey, last week wasn't a Chippewa team. It wasn't a Chippewa effort. Let's have a Chippewa effort. And we got that tonight. The kids played hard. They gave it everything they had, and there's no need for them to hang their head.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been on the other side of that with the Cardinals being short by a point or two. What's going to be the message to the boys tonight to keep their heads up with? You know, we got two conference games still coming up in the schedule.
Right. They will. They're not quitters. They're not going to die on us. They'll be fine. It's going to be a tough weekend for them, but we'll come back Monday and get a game plan together for Memorial.
Yeah, and last question. So we saw that the double tight was working very well tonight, going back to the bread and butter. You plan on using that coming up with Memorial and Superior?
Well, that was our plan. The plan for that was to give our offensive line a little confidence, and I think it worked. You know, we got some big plays out of it, and once they figured out that hey, we're okay, you know, then we decided okay, now let's go back to some other stuff too. So that plan in particular worked.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.
Again, heartbreaker.
Yep. Yes, it was.
Landon Tease. And again, thank you to head coach Chuck Rakovich, always so gracious with his time here on the Post Class postgame show brought to you by Post Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. A heartbreaking loss for Chi High, leaving it all on Raymer Field here on the campus of the University of Wisconsin River Falls. These River Falls and Chi High games the last couple of years at least have been absolutely sensational. Everything that you could ask for as a fan, a player, a parent, a coach. Chi High comes up short by just a point here tonight. They fall 28-27. We'll come back with the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, the great clips, great plays of the game, and there are some great ones in the second half. It's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovee.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
When you're cheering on the Chi High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a look at the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernice Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. That'll be coming up shortly. Also, the Great Clips, great plays of the game. And again, talking with head coach Chuck Rakovich down the field there, Landon Tease. I mean, certainly subdued, but as he mentioned, the decision to go for two, there's no regrets there. You go for the win on the road. You be aggressive. This is a River Falls offense that's very, very difficult to stop. You don't want to let this game go into overtime. You want to seize momentum while you have it. And they talk so many times about football being a game of inches, and that's really what it ended up being. Von Hayden stopped just shy of the goal line, had a nice lead block out there, just not quite able to get in. A lot of credit to that defensive front from River Falls. But then Chi High, again, an opportunity, getting an onside kick and able to get the ball back. But again, the River Falls defense, they just, in this battle of wills here tonight, you got to give credit to the Wildcats. As amazing as Jonas Everson was with 4 touchdowns here tonight, I think my hat goes off maybe even more so to this River Falls defense, because they got enough stops, just enough stops. I mean, Chi High's offense put up 27 points, but the River Falls defense got just enough stops to get it done.
Yeah, and you can feel it on down there on the field, on the sideline, that, you know, the kids are, they're heartbroken. Definitely, for sure, a heartbreaker tonight for Chippewa. You felt like you had it in your hands. You know, you had the win. It was right there on the 2-yard line, on the 2-point conversion. You don't get it. You're stopped just shy, and then you have a chance with an onside kick that you recover, and then it would kind of put us behind the sticks when the long ball was thrown to Bolin. I was, you know, over the head, and then, you know, we got in a long situation, and they ended up getting the stop. So a lot of credit goes to River Falls tonight. They played a nice game, clean game, you know, only about 4 penalties thrown tonight, and one turnover, it just, it didn't bounce our way, but it felt like it was bouncing our way, but And at the end of the day, we just couldn't capitalize on some of those bounces.
Again, seeing Coach Chuck Rakovich as the team walks off the field here at Raymer Field, campus of UW River Falls, consoling some of his players. And again, we're not going to duck the fact that this loss probably does eliminate Chi-Hi from the postseason. You never know. Again, there's 2 weeks left. Anything can happen. First off, you've got to get wins. Playing Memorial at home next week, you got to go up to Superior and get a win. Two teams that, again, have struggled and certainly will be hungry to try to end their season on a high note. So you have to start off with that. You've got to get two wins the next 2 weeks and then hope that something happens. Again, you've been part of a team that was 3-4 in Big Rivers play and got in. Not sure if that's in the cards for Chi-Hi, but all you can control right now is what's in front of you, and you needed to win out to guarantee a playoff spot. Now you're going to need some help, but it starts off with, again, putting the pads on in practice and next Friday night and saying, look what we just did. We took a very good River Falls team down to the wire, had them on the ropes for a moment. Let's do that the next 2 weeks and then let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, exactly. We got Eau Claire Memorial at home next week, and then you got the long bus ride up to Superior. And that's what you got to look forward to right now. You got to get two wins to even have a chance. Again, 3 years ago, I was sitting on this sideline, or 4 years ago when I was a sophomore. We played here, we lost, and we thought that we were out of the playoffs. And you know, we got two wins at the end of the season, and you know, we were playing Pulaski. So you really don't know what can happen, especially with the WIA playoffs. And
that was a game, again, and apologies for interrupting you, but when you talk about, again, the two-point conversion that didn't go through here, it reminds me of that Pulaski game. We were broadcasting that game, of course, here on WOGO. You guys were an 8 seed,
yep,
going up against a 1 seed in Pulaski and had them again on the ropes. I mean, there was buzz. I remember seeing on Twitter, I guess it's X now, but seeing on Twitter the buzz from around the state that Chi-Hi, an 8 seed, had this powerhouse Pulaski team on the ropes. And again, it was a 2-point conversion. Didn't get it in at the end. We all remember what happened in that Stevens Point game when the 2-point conversion was successful. And so, again, you never know what might happen. And so, again, it just starts with playing two solid weeks of football to end the regular season well.
Yeah, and again, we won the turnover battle. I felt like we won special teams tonight. There wasn't too much that, you know, we could have flipped. And at the end of the day, River Falls' running game is what has got them to the record that they are right now. And Jonas Severson, he's a back. He's a strong back, and teams are definitely looking out for him. And I guess no matter how much you scout for him, he has proven that no matter what you do, I am going to run all over you, and I'm going to score touchdowns, and I'm going to make sure that my football team is going to end up on top of you at the end of the night. So,
and again, notable too, when River Falls, we saw three 14-0 runs, two of them for River Falls, one for Chi-Hi in this game. But when the Wildcats needed that go-ahead touchdown at the end, when it was crunch time, it was Severson, Severson, Severson. And that shows, again, we saw Range make some phenomenal plays, but Jonas Severson is the senior leader, the face, as you will, of this River Falls team. He is, as advertised, maybe even better. And, again, he put the team on his back and got the job done here tonight. And Chi-Hi, still, even with that gargantuan effort from Severson, still had a shot in this one at the end, and could have we could be seeing a 1-point game the other way, 29-28 instead of 28-27.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I'm just wondering what team out there, and it's gonna be whoever is coming up. But I mean, Hudson, I guess, stopped Severson, and so did New Richmond. But who's gonna have the Bill Belichick mentality? Like, you know, I'm going to make sure that your best player is not going to beat us out, and I'm going to take him away, and you're going to have to beat me with someone else on your team. And Chi-Hi not able to do that. The best player out on the field took advantage of the win, or what he was presented with tonight, and four touchdowns. You know, how many yards that he had? We'll find that out here with Dave here in a little bit. But for sure, it was a heartbreaker tonight for River Falls, or for Chi-Hi.
Well, let's take a listen now to the great clips, great plays of the game. We'll focus on the second half. Those great clips, great plays of the game brought to you by your local great clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a Ready Next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great clips, it's going to be great. They sounded like this, the Great Clips, great plays of the game on WOGO Sports.
And lead.
And maybe 31 based on the holder spot here, but good snap, good hold. The kick carrying to the uprights, and it is wide. And Chi High's defense gets a stop. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Just inside their own 20-yard line. Mason Von Hayden with four wide, split evenly left and right. He's back to pass, has a clean pocket. Now he'll take it himself straight up the middle, and he's got a lot of room. 30, 35, 40. Von Hayden, 45, 50, 45, 40, and a foot race down the sideline. 35, 30, and finally taken out of bounds. Mason Von Hayden galloping into Wildcats territory.
Still sticking with the spread here. Maybe looking for a screen here out to LeMay. I haven't seen any of that so far tonight.
Four wide. Von Hayden. With Auger to his left, Von Hayden's going to pop fly deep down the right sideline, looking for a man, got him in the end zone, touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
And there's the man that we haven't called all night, that's Mr. Bolin out there on the edge. Great pass again from Von Hayden, threw it right there. The defender actually fell down. Bolin turns around, catch it right there in the end zone, and we're about to have a tie ball game.
Beautiful touch on that throw. His second kickoff here of the third quarter. He'll drive it to the 4-yard line near side. 10-yard line, cutting straight up the numbers of the 20. Big collision there. And Chi High thinks
out.
They may have got the ball loose. They knocked it loose. Do the refs agree? Waiting for the call. It's Cardinal football. To that early Jared Goff pick, the Green and Gold's inability to get seven, only get three, certainly came back to haunt them. 2:35 to go in this third quarter. Chi High trailing by a single point. First and 15 from the 27-yard line. Von Hayden's going to rainbow deep down the right side. Got a man reaching up, making the catch. Bolin for a first down. What a snatch by the Chi High junior.
Jackson Bolin climbing the ladder going, you got mossed.
But the spot just inside the far hash at the 8. Bolin and Smith to the right.
Here's that weird
Bear to the left. And again, two men in the backfield kind of flanking Von Hayden in the shotgun. Von Hayden back to pass, darts it over the middle, got a man in the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. That's Bear the second time tonight. And rifling it right down the seam, Von Hayden for his third TD pass.
I think it was Jackson Bolin who got in there, actually, and got the touchdown.
You're right, that was Bolin, his second.
Sneaking in on the slant there. Great. Capitalizing on the turnover, Caleb. That is exactly what we needed. We cannot go without scoring points there, and we were able to capitalize.
Leading 19-14 with a minute 22 left. Chi High going power formation. Von Hayden from the gun, going to keep it himself left side. Big collision at the goal line. He's in. That's a two-point conversion, and Chi High leads 21-17. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds. To risk giving the ball back to Jonas Everson and Jacob Range anywhere. Much.
Sticking with the spread formation here. Again, surprising with how much they've gone double tight.
Second and two. Give to LeMay. LeMay hit at the line, and he will fall forward for a big Chi High first down.
And River Falls hit him at least a yard and a half before the sticks. LeMay showing the strength, falling forward, moving the chains. Again, getting closer to the end zone.
One here on the road at River Falls. Two receivers left, single receiver right. Von Hayden from the shotgun. Single back to his left. That's Jackson LeMay. Looking toward LeMay, now throwing over the middle. And a one-handed grab. What a snatch there. I believe that was Preston Auger at the 42-yard line. Goodness gracious.
Clicking. River Falls obviously just feeding the ball to Severson, and he's doing what he does best. And that's getting in the end zone.
Trips to the left, Hebert to the right. Von Hayden from the shotgun. Goes screen left side. That's Bolin. Bolin picking his way between a couple defenders. Keeps his feet. Bolin is loose. 45-40. He's going to go the distance. Jackson Bolin to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
How about not
58 yards.
How about not giving up on the play by Jackson Bolin? Stopped in the backfield up by the sticks. Spins around a defender. gets a hand on the turf before he goes to the ground, sticks up. Everyone thought the play was over, and he takes it all the way to the house. Jackson Boland with an outstanding second half for the Chi-High Cardinals.
They go for two, stop just short, and now Faschenbauer has it on the tee at the 40-yard line for the two-point conversion attempt, looking for a good bounce here. Right gloved hand in the air. Faschenbauer gets a nice bounce. It goes high in the air. Chi-High goes up for it. Do they have it? Do they have it? It looks like they do.
Chi-High's got it, and they're pointing it.
Oh, my goodness.
What a kick by Faschenbauer. Right up the top, pointed up in the ball. Chi-High goes up and high points it.
Did they teach you that in soccer? What a bounce. That was an absolutely perfect, perfect onside kick that took a high 12-foot hop right above the River Falls upbacks. What a game we had. The Great Clips Great Plays of the Game brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a Ready Next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. We'll take one final two-minute break here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll wrap things up with the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, courtesy of Chi-High statistician Dave Hansen. That's coming up in 2 minutes on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Landon Tease here at Raymer Field. University of Wisconsin River Falls, Chi-High falls 28-27 to River Falls. A thriller of a game. Cardinals come up 1 point short. Coming up, the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Stats looked like this. Chi-High in first down, 17. River Falls with 23 first downs on the night. River Falls outgains the Cards by 105 yards, 407 total yards for River Falls, 302 for Chi-High. Chi-High very balanced here tonight, landed 147 yards by rush, 165 through the air. Again, a very balanced offensive attack and probably the best offensive performance we've seen yet for Chi-High against a good River Falls defense.
For sure. We were very, very balanced. All of the touchdowns that we scored tonight were all through the air. A lot of big chunk plays that we haven't seen all year from Chi-High that we saw tonight, which you love to see. Again, being able to show it on the ground game with the double tight, which Coach Rako said that they want to do that, put some confidence in the guys and say, hey, you know, we can move the ball. It showed that 300 yards, impressive performance for the Chaya offense by what they've been doing previously in the season.
Penalties in the game is a very clean game. 4 total penalties, 2 against Chippewa Falls, 2 against River Falls. Chaya able to force a turnover as well, too. That special teams turnover certainly huge in this game. Looking at some of the individual stats, passing Mason Von Hayden, probably the game of his high school career, 13 of 19 for 165 yards and 4 touchdowns, 3 of them to Jackson Boland. Boland had 6 receptions for 104 yards and 3 touchdowns here tonight. Jacob Range, 3 of 6 passing. Again, didn't need to pass, but certainly got a big one late to Andrew Amundson late in the game that set up another River Falls score. 66 yards passing for Jacob Range, the senior. Sam Hebert had 2 receptions for 33 yards and a touchdown. Preston Auger with 4 receptions for 17 yards. The rushing individual stats, we didn't touch on this yet, so I should. 407 total yards for River Falls, 341 yards on the ground, and 66 through the air, 341 rushing yards. Chai High rushed for 147 yards. Jackson LeMay had 14 carries for 39 yards. Mason Von Hayden, 6 for 38 yards. Devin Bush, a nice game with 7 totes for 37 yards. And Xander Neal, 5 carries for 31 yards, again, against a stout defense for River Falls. On the other side, for River Falls, the two names that stick out are Range and Severson, both over 100 yards. Jacob Range with 15 carries for 118 yards. A phenomenal effort by the senior. But again, Jonas Severson, 32 rushes tonight, goes over 200 yards for the second straight week, 209 yards. In fact, I believe 3 weeks ago, or excuse me, 2 weeks prior to this game, he went over 300 against Memorial, then 214 against
as per carry.
5.97 yards per carry, so almost 6 yards per carry for Severson. But again, over 300 against Memorial, over 200 against Superior, and he goes for 209 and 4 touchdowns against Chai High. 32 rushes, again, 6 yards per carry, 209 yards, and 6 touchdowns. It was just a phenomenal performance by Severson, and Chai High did everything they could to stay in this game, and had a chance to go ahead with just over 90 seconds left on that two-point conversion attempt. Weren't able to get it across the line, but goodness, I mean, this is a good River Falls team that I think certainly could do some damage in the postseason. Again, they're going to need to finish things out as well, too, as they sit at 3-2 in the BRC, so they need to make sure that they win, again, their final couple games here and finish their season strong. But this is a River Falls team that I believe advanced to level 3 last year, and again, with a workhorse back, with, again, thunder and lightning in the backfield with Range and Severson, they could do some damage, especially with some of those complimentary pieces that they have as well.
Yeah, exactly. I see them, you know, putting on a show in the postseason. Chippewa Falls, they put up a fight tonight. They played stride for stride with them. They shouldn't be hanging their heads about it. You know, you can't, you know, the game comes down to two to three plays, like they say, and you know, it didn't fall their way tonight.
Again, thank you to Chai High statistician Dave Hansen for providing us with those stats. That's the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. As we finish up, this is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. A few scores from around the area. Memorial knocking off Superior to get their first conference win, 22-9. The final, of course, Chai High plays Memorial next week. New Richmond with a blowout win over Menominee. I don't know if we got the final on that, but it wasn't close. From what you could see,
35-7 or so.
Speaking of not close, Hudson with a 30-point win over Orkler North, 44-14. So again, we are continuing those two juggernauts of New Richmond and Hudson continuing possibly toward a matchup of BRC unbeaten at the end of the season. season. McDonald at last check trying to preserve their unbeaten season in eight-player football led New Auburn at the half on the road there in New Auburn 28-0. And then future BRC member Rice Lake coming back into the Big Rivers next year. They defeat Somerset 52-18. And I would not be a good big brother if I did not give a shout out to my younger brother, sophomore receiver Will Swenson, his first career varsity touchdown, a 50-yard tutty tonight for my little bro. So congratulations, Will. He's playing with a broken pinky and still managed to take that one to the house. And certainly a lot of brotherly love going around as my brother in St. Cloud sent me that video. And so from here in River Falls, cheering on my little brother, too. So football is family here. And again, our Chi High boys, just a absolutely sensational game here tonight. That'll finish up the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Thank you to our board operators back at the Wibbenwogo Studios in Halley, Dan Anderson and Sam Aberley. And Landon, thank you for joining us here on your home campus here. It's a lot of fun to have you, and we certainly had a barn burner tonight. Wish Chi High could be coming out of here with a W, but it was a lot of fun, and thanks for being part of it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sure was a blast up here and up in the booth and on my campus. I could do this every week. I have a nice 15-minute walk from my dorm up here.
Not bad at all.
Very easy.
Looking forward to more. Again, join us next week as we'll have a doubleheader Thursday-Friday action. McDonald on Thursday with Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski on the call. Then Chi High takes on Memorial back at DeRay Field. 6:35 start with highlights from this one next week on WOGO Sports on Friday night. Another gorgeous Friday beneath the lights. We would not like to be anywhere other than here. What a great privilege we have to be able to enjoy this sport and be able to bring you the games. For everyone who couldn't make the trip, thank you so much to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. Patronize them whenever you are able. You can catch the podcast of this one late tonight at WOGO.com. For Landon Tease, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying so long from Raymer Field. UW River Falls, once again, your final score here tonight, River Falls 28, Chippewa Falls 27. This has been Chi High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, also by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, also by Holly Bovia, Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.